Blog Talk Radio.
Let's drop that old one that we used to do back in the day.
Mic cue.
Thank you.
having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit.
Speaking the tongues, I be spitting this. Speaking the tongues. Yeah. Hollywood, Florida. Sierra Mizrahi presents An African Affair Ball, November 15th. Grand prize, open to all tag team fates for $1,000. Your Highness, tonight we want to see royalty, a history lesson in Egypt. Grand prize number two, Miss Universe, best gown presentation for $500. Mini grand number one, open to all teen realness for $250, battle of the dynasties. Mini grand number two, open to all tag team runway, $250, the mummy. Grand prize number three, Butch Queen Vogue Femme, soft and cunt versus dramatics for $250 plus a $10 pot. That's the African Affair Ball, presented by Sierra Mizrahi. November 15th. Location, Hollywood JC, 2930 Hollywood Boulevard. Doors open at 8 p.m. LSS at 9. Admission, $30 all night. VIP tables, $100. Your MC, Greg Lavin. Your DJ, King Jubilee. For more information, contact Sierra Mizrahi on Facebook or visit the event page, November 15th, An African Affair. Dallas, Texas, get ready. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball. Saturday, November 30th. Presented by Abounding Prosperity, along with the icon pioneer, Larry Ebony, and the Gulf Coast Prince, $10 Escada. Grand prize, $1,500. Open to all realness, with the look and attitude of a celebrity. Mini grand, open to all sex siren for $500. Open to all best dress, $500. Open to all runway, $500. And performance blitz for $250. That's the Who Do You Think You Are Ball, Saturday, November 30th in Dallas, Texas. The location, Fiesta Event Center, 704 South Walton Boulevard, Dallas, Texas. Doors open at 7, LSS at 8 p.m. Your commentator, the icon, Jack Mizrahi. Admission, $30. Tables, $100 before November 15th, $150 afterwards. There will be HIV testing at the event center and free admission for those that get tested. Again, the Who Do You Think You Are Ball, presented by Abounding Prosperity, the icon Larry Ebony, and Prince $10 Scotta. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for November 30th. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball.
Tonight is Trash Talk Tuesday. We will be covering, you know, local news, local scandals, and just TTT and trash talking. We'll be talking about Yolanda's iPhone wire belt, talking about the 6-foot-tall basketball playing bitch that was on the line last night, talking about Mama Jones, and many, many, much more. I like to call this listeners participation week, where you guys, you know, can call in and give your games or your topics if you like. We accept private callers, so Hope you guys enjoy the night with my cat.
Very, very fun.
So who do we have here? Do we have J-Rock, Jason, Dick, Calvin, Shamika?
Hi, everybody. It's Calvin.
What's good? What's good?
Hey, Calvin. Hey, Dick.
What's good?
And who else?
I don't know if Jason's on.
Okay, so it's just me, you, and Dick?
I'm J-Rock.
J-Rock, are you there?
Hello?
Hey, J-Rock.
What's going on?
So,
where's Jason?
Right. With Prince.
He said he dealt with some family issues today. So he didn't know if he was going to be on, and then he made a post saying that he was going to bed. So he's not really feeling it.
Okay. Where do we start?
Well, let's talk about this whole Yolanda and Erica Levin thing.
Shamika?
Oh, am I on?
Yeah. Hello, sweetie.
Oh, hey. I didn't know you guys came.
Hey, Meek.
The whole Erica and Yolanda thing, I didn't get it. How did the argument start?
I was at Bingo, child. I've been gone and stuff. My birthday is tomorrow, so I don't know what's going on with Yolanda and Erica.
Well,
because I've been handling a lot of stuff or whatever this last past week or whatever. I didn't get a chance to, I haven't been online really or whatever, so I'm like lost when it comes to that. But what's tea with that?
Well, as far as Mona said, Erica said that she was mad because she was sitting there looking like money and Yolanda couldn't take because she had on Rainbow calling Yolanda cheap. She made a post earlier today saying that Yolanda had a $35 wig on. I mean, she was reading her.
Not a $35 wig.
$35 wig on. They read her for filth on that post.
You know, I respect Yolanda for, you know, wanting to get up and settle the argument and the battle. I mean,
that thing will never work.
Yeah, that would never work. But, you know, her iPhone wire belt was just tearing me from the inside.
Well, they said Erica cracked all her labels anyway, so she really shouldn't be talking.
She sure
what
does.
Labels?
What labels? Hello, was that Michael Kors bag, or was she saying Isaac Mizrahi?
She was saying it was a designer bag custom by Bridal, David Bridal. No. I'm sorry. No. Her bag was Mizrahi, and her dress was custom made by David's Bridal. Sorry.
No.
Oh, it's not David's Bridal.
That's what
more
she
like,
said.
More like custom made from Michael.
Who said that? Erica or Yolanda?
Erica.
Okay, I don't think anything is custom with, I mean, I don't see custom like, you know, like David Bridal. That doesn't, like, I don't even waste my money getting anything customized at David Bridal.
No, he was
Well, sorry. I guess the girl, I guess she felt like she was doing fine. Y'all get off of Erica.
I don't know.
Right, but, yeah, it was just a whole, I guess it was you know,
hoping
things
for
nothing.
Okay, y'all.
What is the
thing
like with everybody like really not liking Yolanda? Like the girls do not use, like they can't take that lady. What is going on with that?
Okay, Dick, hold on. We have a caller, y'all. We have a caller, 678-612. You're on the air. Hello, 678-612. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, get them off the line.
We have another caller, private caller. You're on the air. Private caller.
Linda, you dumb bitch. What's going on?
Go
hi, private caller.
What happened?
I don't know.
She's talking about tickling her coochie.
Okay, private caller, if you don't say anything, we're going to have to let you go.
Toodles, bye-bye.
Good night, private caller.
Yeah, somebody was tickling her Adam's apple.
Right.
She's
doing something.
Yeah, so what was the tea with, you know, well, I caught the tea with, you know, Selena and Facebook, because the girls were really at her last night.
They was. And, like, I really didn't pay Selena that much attention until last night. And I looked at her pictures, and, I mean, she's cute. You know, I'm not saying she's not possible, but she's cute.
Let me take my phone off speaker. I would not let you lie, like.
Right, she's cute. She's cute. You said the right thing. You're not saying she's not clockable. She's a bit clockable because in some of the things.
Right. She's not real
at
all.
Yeah.
So you think Selena is cute?
I think she's very cute. She's just not clockable. I mean, she's
just clockable. You know how you take a picture over your head? Like overlooking up at the camera.
I don't know. I feel like she ruined her face with the work she's got done. Like she doesn't even have real facial expressions. She's still frowning when she's smiling. Like I don't know what's going on. I don't see. Like I don't know. I don't think. I don't know. Her face is ruined. I find her to be a monstrosity. But I mean, I don't know.
Right. I think you know if you take your man since you were about 16, you know you shouldn't eat all the facial.
Selena looks just like those Latin women that, you know, get they work done and everything, those damn Latin celebrities. So I don't know what y'all be thinking about when y'all be saying, you know, like,
I mean,
they
sometimes it gets to the point where it's just overdoing it.
Well, if that's the case, that means that some of these women out here are real fish on these Orange County housewives, these housewives of Jersey and stuff. Then are they clockable? Those are real fish. That's what she looked like them to me.
I think Big Ange is very clockable.
I mean, yes. And, I mean, once you get so much plastic surgery where you start to look fake, no shade, no tea, a lot of people start to think, oh, that's a tranny.
But is that what's in right now? Like, is that the oversurge look? Is that, like, the new thing?
Well, yeah. Have you not seen Hollywood? Have you not seen, I mean, Joan Rivers look real now compared to a lot of the Hollywood stars. So it don't really matter. All I'm trying to figure out is, you know, obviously the girl must be fab because the girls was coming at her last night, but nobody could give a reason why they were coming for her.
Exactly. And that 6'9", 22,000 tall bitch, I mean, she looked good for Mona for 9 months, but she still was far from where she needed to be.
That bitch looked like she was drafted for the New York Knicks back in 2010.
I mean, everybody went on me last night and said that, you know, she had, because I said her titties were separate. I'm sorry. To me, real fish mean titties are together. I'm sorry. But hold on. We have a caller.
You don't know real fish because I know real fish that titties ain't actually.
Well, they got little titties. But we have a caller. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Bishop.
We
know. What's up, y'all?
Hi, Bishop.
Hey,
we should have a contest. No shade. We should have a contest.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever finds out who London is, get $1,000.
Not from yesterday.
Are you funding $1,000?
I'll sponsor some money to it.
It goes straight to his drugs and his
No, I'll sponsor some money to it.
Girl,
if anybody got a PayPal, I'll sponsor some money to it.
Girl, Bishop, put Bishop on her chat.
Hold on. Other than that, last night, people were coming for Selena.
Uh-huh.
And
And we said that.
The thing is that Celine and his girl were going back and forth. No shade, but I think they were going back and forth about an ad.
What kind of ad, Bishop?
Oh, shit.
They were going back and forth. You know how
it's going on and off on my end or something.
You know how the girls, you know how the girls be. They report each other. They steal each other's pictures just to make money. And you know, maybe that needs to be talked about. Maybe both of them need to come up on here one on one with each other and try to work this situation out.
So Bishop, since you searched those ads for tranny dick. Do you know which ads they were arguing over?
I'm just assuming, London. But I mean, you just like totally
you know
disrespected me. You totally disrespected me and giving me subliminal comments. What's up with that?
No,
that was straight.
That was as straightforward as I could be.
That wasn't.
I didn't, throw subliminal to the sides. I was straight to you, baby.
Well, you know what they say about assumptions. They make asses out of you and me.
Yeah, that was shade. That was shade. That was straight shade, no chaser.
No chaser.
Straight shade,
okay,
no chaser.
Good night, Bishop.
Right. So Bishop has,
Bishop, stay right there. We have another private caller. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Oh,
that's Mama Jones right there.
Yeah, bitch. You know this Mama Jones.
Hey, Mama Jones. How you doing?
So Bishop, you old taking dickheads, nasty faggy. Get your ass off the line and take care of your three kids you got, queen.
Oh, no, thank you, Mama Jones girl.
Will that be all, Mama Jones?
That's it for right now.
Okay, baby, we're going to put you back on hold.
That's the thing that was on
Bishop,
last
you
night.
Done?
I'm just listening to the show, and I'm taking the reads. That's it.
Okay, baby, well, we're going to put you back on hold, Ray Jane, if you want to talk again.
Like you take that dick.
Oh, my God.
Yes, for Mama Jones.
Yeah.
Mama,
and I just got the tea that apparently it wasn't Erica with the old Mizrahi bag. It was Yolanda with a very old, like 10 seasons ago, Mizrahi bag.
That little wrinkle thing?
Yeah, that's what they just said.
Child, I thought that was like a plastic bag you get from the corner store.
Okay, well, what did y'all think about the battle between Yolanda and Mariah?
It was very.
They would never battle again like they did when Mariah had the white dress on with the red 27 piece. Mariah ate her ass to live in hell. That would never top. They would never be able to top that battle ever again in life.
Right. Yeah. This battle right here was. Yeah. It was very.
Right. I mean, but it was just for LFS. It wasn't a real battle. I mean, maybe if it was a real battle, they would have actually came prepared.
Mariah is one of those kind of people that you have to make her go off. Mariah has her nights where if you make her go off, she'll give you a little something.
I love her down. You know, that's actually my gay mother, Mariah Revlon. I think, like you said, you have to make her go off. But, I mean, I think she was filling us up because her birthday is today. Happy birthday, Mariah, if you're listening.
Hey, what's Scorpio? It's my birthday. It's at 12 o'clock. So happy birthday, Mariah.
But, yeah, I think it was kind of cutting how she came out there. I mean, I don't think Yolanda could take.
Mariah has gotten all of them at one point in time, though. She's gotten Mika for 500 in Atlanta. She's gotten, she's damn near all of them, I think.
She's got Naomi, too.
Yeah.
We're traveling for this picture. I'm sitting.
Right. I love that picture.
And where's Mona for the Mariah look of the century? She's turning up.
How about we get on this subject of what's been going on in this motherfucking room about the new bottoms and the new tops and for how people are trying to come for me, dick, on these hoes. And there's been a lot of stuff going on in the room. I was at work today, and I just couldn't even look at the – I was like, Jesus Christ. And the last post I've seen today, I guess they put a post up of Corey and somebody talking about he needs to shave his stomach, and I'm like, why are y'all so wanting these – y'all always talking about y'all want real dudes, and y'all always talking about what the fuck is wrong with hair?
Right. They want the trade to shave their underarms and shave their chest. Like, oh, wow.
That's not manly to me. That's not manly to me. I'm sorry.
But, you know, Corey's not really that manly, so.
I'm tired of people. People act like they can judge. I mean, it's not like they fucking the guy. I mean, let him have hairy stomach if he want to.
I don't have a problem with having a hairy stomach, but I feel like if you can be neat enough to arch your eyebrows, you can shave your fucking stomach.
Right, those eyebrows, baby, those eyebrows are arched clean.
Yeah.
Clean.
Child, you know he be in some Chinese parlor with his feet in the little pot and his hands getting done and his eyebrows getting done all at once, child.
Right, and those two little strings on his eyebrows, child, yeah.
Okay, Dick, hold on,
yeah.
Dick, I got an inbox. It says you were hot the first 2 weeks, but now you're not. You have no tea and you're slipping. I'm putting a request for Jasmine to shuffle these hosts around from an avid listener.
That's what's up.
From my avid,
listener.
An advocate. Well, this is the thing.
For the avid listener.
You get tea. Tea comes across your desk 24/7. Some tea is not even worth talking about, and some tea is just, you know, you have to pick what you dish and pick what you don't, or whatever the case it is, you know. And outside of that or whatever, I'm going through a lot of things at home, or whatever the case it is. The personal people that I trust, that I want to let know certain things, or whatever, they know what's going on within my personal life, or whatever the case is. I'm dealing with family problems right now, whatever. So I don't have, you know, 24/7 to dig for tea and dip it in boiling water for you girls. But if you want to make it hot and spicy, if you think that you could or whatever, then it's no problem. She's always told you guys to come and sit with us.
There we go.
Right. Do you guys remember the NFL player Kerry Ross and the Queen that out of him?
Yeah, I heard she's given more info, more details.
Did you guys ever get into the Queen who outed him?
Who is he?
He looks like a sexual lizard. She is a key with her underbite. I'm going to post it in the ballroom official. Her name is Miss Hollywood.
Did y'all get into that picture of Yolanda when she was in jail? She looked fine.
She got a whole video. She got a whole video out when she was in jail on YouTube.
It was a sad video, though. That was the thing.
I mean, for you to be in jail for over a year and come out looking, still looking the kind, with hair, no shade, you a bad bitch.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she was caught.
I just realized something. I guess I have to announce to everybody that me and Mona is in love. Her name is Mona Brooklyn Dupree now.
I know y'all.
You know, we're in love. I just have to let everybody know and express how much we're in love.
So both of my children are in love. Child, this can't be incest.
Wait a minute. She your child?
Yeah, that's my, she's my stepdaughter.
Yeah, I married my older sister.
Yeah. Sorry, me and Kelly have a love.
I mean, y'all can't have babies, so it's okay.
But I'm just saying the things that Mona tried to do to me, though. And the stuff
Kelly, and Selena have a love child.
I would like
you know
to
what? I haven't been on Facebook in a couple of days. Whatever happened with the post, did Kelly them get a hold to that child, Barrett Blackman?
Barrett Blackman from the Halloween video?
No, he had a post up with Kelly and Laomi riding a train, and him and his friends Red Kelly and Laomi to Dear Hell.
Wait, on did you get into the video when they were on the train and the guy was like, if I get into a fight, are you guys going to protect me? Now, that was subliminal. That was shade. That was shade. Are you saying that Kelly's built life security, you think she's going to protect you?
London, I just tagged you in that picture. Who is that?
Wait, who? That's Miss Thing. She's a, what is she? Did you tag me in this one?
Yeah, the one where she had the yellow bag.
The yellow clutch. She's with the girls, like, she's with all the higher class girls, I guess. I forgot her name. You know how like something is right there in your brain, but you just can't. You know, you just can't say it.
Yeah, right on the tip of your tongue.
Right, I know this bitch name, but give me some time, and I'll be right back at ya.
I mean, no shade. I mean, her body looked good, but her face looked like she's got some nuts in there, storing for the winter.
Yeah, her face looked a bit heavy.
And, I mean, Steve Harvey talking about this is what you call sex? No. Body, yes. Face, no.
Her name is, no. That's not her name.
Brooke Khan?
No.
Oh, no. They say Brooke Khan looks better. Never mind.
No. So, let's get the show started. Did you guys see the Halloween videos?
Mm-mm.
Which one?
Born, Verbax, and Kelly, and Laomi in the village for Halloween.
No, I wouldn't. I didn't feel like watching it.
Why?
Because
you feel like as soon as Kelly got home, she's chased her down?
I mean,
following her everywhere?
They were reading Kelly about her little outfit. Some girls were. I mean, I liked her little outfit. I thought it was cute.
I like her little outfit, but, you know, I just don't like the fact that, you know, she's being followed now.
Yeah, like, she's trying to keep it cute. I don't know, like, I mean, and I'm not trying to be shady or messy, but I know they said that she's going to have to end up doing time regardless. I don't know if she's, like, just trying to keep reserved because she knows she's going back, or is it just because she's a new person? No shade. And I'm not being messy.
I'm not even, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I'm not even going to speak that into existence. I am going to put that in the hands of God and say that she's learned her lesson, and hopefully she won't have to do a bit of time and can serve in some kind of program.
I think
and
Kelly,
not have to do that. I don't wish that on nobody.
God forbid, she goes back. I want to see what happens, if they're going to make videos saying free my nigga Kelly and stuff like that. Just being fake about the situation.
What is
we have a caller, private caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, private caller.
Hey, caller.
Hey. Hey, how y'all doing? I wanted to know, did y'all talk about Milan's new Christopher video?
No, sweetie, no one watched it. It still has zero views. Sorry.
All right.
And we're not gonna talk about the video.
All right, back on hold, private caller.
You know, speaking of that, I got a question.
Okay, hold on. Before your question, we got one more caller. 202-560, you're on the air.
Good evening, Cass. How y'all doing?
Hi.
Hello, Rodney.
Hey, London, what's going on? Just one quick comment. Cordis, I'll see his eyebrows. I'm tired of y'all saying that shit. Get off my house number. Get off my son. Now put me the fuck back on hold.
Rodney.
Now put me the fuck back on hold.
You know that girl has a unibrow and she did not get those things up, baby.
Okay, we'll put you back on hold, Rodney.
All right, y'all have a good one.
You too.
Oh, shit.
That, those things are in close proximity, and she did not get those shits off.
I wanted to know, when it comes to our little, you know, community or whatever, why nobody supports each other. They didn't support Laomi when she did the art at the museum or whatever, the Vogue Arts at the museum. They're
I
not
know.
Supporting
Malone.
I think it has to They late. Did it have any coke and lines at the art museum?
I mean, Laomi, she
any,
had a...
Was there any Tina at the art museum?
She
was
did a really
anybody,
good job.
Was there anybody to have with at the art museum, girl?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, the girls are late.
I think, honestly, a lot of these bitches hate, and they take fierce. Just like when Pony was over there and, I can't even remember, but he went over there and he was inviting all these people to go. They was reading them girls the film talking about, oh, well, y'all bitches ain't even getting paid for it. Bitch, so what? That's called networking. You get seen over there, you don't know who you might meet. I mean, I don't get it.
Right.
When they was in Austria.
But everyone wasn't, that's the tea, everyone wasn't invited to Austria.
Well, I'm gonna introduce
a
little.
It was like a girlfriend thing with the Austria Bowl.
Right,
and it wasn't even a real ball. It was thrown by people who never thrown a ball before. It was actually, you know, for a whole bunch of, you know, upper class people who didn't, you know, never seen how, you know, the ghetto balls are thrown, the regular balls. It was very made up, and I do agree that
I think they could have had a few real ballroom panelists instead of famous people. But I mean, London, if your best Judy or friend was going over to Austria and she was like, bitch, guess where I'm going? And guess who's going to be there? You want to come? You going to tell me you wouldn't come?
No, I would go if I would have formally got an invite.
Well, you could not even, so you would have to get an invite. You wouldn't have been a plus one.
But I didn't hear anything about the ball until the ball was put up, you know, on YouTube.
Over with?
Right,
yeah, that is true.
Until they had the three little categories they had. That was it.
Right. It was, but I mean, I still would have went just to get the fuck out of the country and say, hey, bitches.
Right, but that's then and this is now. Fuck them.
Oh, and I want to give a shout out to Chris Glover for making that cute little picture banner of the London Trash Talking Tea Party with all of us faces on there. Even though everybody thought it was subliminally racist.
It ain't subliminally racist. He had everybody's face to the T. Everybody looked exactly like
they
look in person.
Except for that butch-ass mustache I had.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, he should have for that. I'll give him that. I want to pour a little tea in everybody's cup. If everybody has them out, let's pour.
Oh, come on, baby.
If anybody can give a little insight up into this or whatever, and if this is how true this may be, Charles Kahn, a Christian, has an Adam for Adam profile that says he likes to fuck raw. Anybody know any truth to that?
That's completely true. I've seen the ad. I was going to screenshot it and save it, but I just didn't, you know, I was stupid. But, you know, I've seen the ad. He likes raw dick, and he likes to give it raw. That's true.
Oh.
Raw is war.
Well,
sweet baby Jesus. Well, I also want to introduce a game that I played with some of my friends over the weekend or whatever, and it goes a little something like this. I'll start something off. London, you can follow. You can add on. You can take off. Keep on going. And callers, if you can, press 1 and participate. I'm going to start off and say, Yolanda took off her belt and...
Okay, hold on. Mama Jones, you're back.
Hello.
Hey, Mama Jones.
Hey, I just want to say all the cons like to take dick raw. They keep it in the family. They all thinking together. Thank you.
Ooh.
Okay, Mama Khan, we're going to put you back on hold. Shamika, you're on, or you're back on the air.
Okay. Can you guys, it was kept on muting me or something. I don't know what was going on.
Okay, so you said Yolanda took off her belt.
Yolanda took off. I'm going to introduce the game, and you'll go, and then we'll all go. Everybody will get a turn, and then callers, you can call and press 1 and participate. You can add on or you can take off.
Okay.
I'll say Yolanda took off her belt, and?
And Gaze, mistakenly gazed Kevin Jay-Z a welt on his neck, swung at him.
And
that shit was so thin, like a wire. Okay. Wait, okay, so Yolanda took off her belt and charged her phone.
Took off her belt and charged her phone? Okay. Erica seen that Yolanda was charging her phone and got mad and called her out because it was a straight talk.
Okay.
Am I next?
Yes.
Okay. Once Erica got mad because it was a straight talk. She called up her designer, David Bridal.
J-Rock.
Game is slowly failing.
Because I don't even know nothing about the Yolanda Erica thing, so it's kind of like I'm like off.
Oh, well, London,
I found
out who that person was. It was Shauna Balenciaga.
Yes, Shauna Balenciaga.
Okay, we have another call. Private caller, we're on the air. You're on the air. Private caller, you're on the air. Okay, thank you, private caller. But yeah, Shauna Balenciaga, they said she ate for sex siren in Virginia.
Where's
and they
Shauna?
Said, they said, didn't she audition for the ballroom throwback reality fail?
Down. She was there along with Trishay Khan.
And Barbie Mizrahi.
Crackhead Rahe.
So, do we ever get like real reasons why the show failed?
None of the queens had a real job. They were wearing Louboutins, but they couldn't say where they got the money from. And you know, it was not really going to be.
The tea
that I got, it wasn't really a show. They just needed your social security numbers.
No.
So they were scamming. Oops, does that mean ballroom throwback was in,
No, I got to that, you know, the girls that auditioned just didn't really have lives, so there was really not going to be no excitement to the show, but balls.
What's the rapper girl name? What's the lady name? And she was on the Aftermath, the Halloween thing. What's the rapping tranny's name?
A rapping tranny?
Who's the rapping tranny? What's her name? She rapped for the audition, too. Remember, she came outside rapping, and then she rapped over the Halloween thing, the Aftermath.
No, wait. Who rapped?
Wait a minute.
She rapped. Remember, she came rapping, and they always ask her to spit a ball. I don't know the lady.
Are you talking about the one who came as Left Eye?
No.
There's a lot.
Erica?
What do you mean?
Wait,
and then she got on the... Huh?
Erica?
No. It's an older only.
Because because that bitch did not rap. She just said two words.
I seen a rainbow yesterday with too many storms. I come and gonna leave it.
So I got some tea. They said, you know, the real tea is that they all came in with demands, and it was overboard, and the directors couldn't handle the egos. That's the truth. And because of ballroom, we'll never move forward.
Well,
I mean,
I'm trying to figure out, what was the show based upon? I mean, what was the show based upon? Because we remember at one point in time, there was something going on with Temperance and somebody else was supposed to be doing something with reality or whatever. So, I mean, why do all these shows keep flopping?
Hold on, y'all. We have another caller. 323-989, you're on the air.
You going to dominate?
323-989, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just listen. I didn't push one.
Oh, okay, baby. Putting you back on hold.
Thank you, girl.
But the tea is supposedly Amaya has something in the works. What? I don't know.
Okay, one more. Rodney, you're in the air.
The rapper was Brittany Ebony.
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem.
Wait, Brittany B. Gillinger?
Yeah, labels, Best Dress Brittany.
No.
Yes, that was the rap. Yes, she was the one rapping on the
See?
Audition. It was Brittany.
See, I told you.
It was Brittany.
I knew that she, you know, she would do backup for Foxy Brown, but even then,
yeah.
she was
spitting some good bars on the audition, like when they showed the little clips on Ball and Throwback. Yeah, it was Brittany.
Yeah. Was it Manly?
No, it was not.
No.
It was very Foxy
no,
Brownish, it's little Kimmy.
Like,
yeah.
If somebody
okay.
can somebody find the video?
Oh,
okay,
you caught well, that.
I'm sorry.
All right. If you need more information, I'll press one again.
Thank
okay,
you, Rodney.
Back on hold.
Rodney.
Right.
Thank you.
Well,
private caller, you're on the air.
Just listen.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Just listen.
Okay. Good evening, private caller.
So how about Miss Jasmine Khan talking about she has $200 for the battle? And it looks like she lost her beer belly, or she's probably just sucking it in.
Well, she might have joined Planet Fitness. You know they're nice and cheap nowadays.
No, you know they hate the queens now.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. They have something.
Is it because Caesar kept showing up there every night?
Oh, who?
Caesar. I mean, every time before he blocked me, you know, every time I seen an update, it was, 3 o'clock in the morning, going to Planet Fitness. Like, I don't know.
Oh, no. Miss Caesar was really a Planet Fitness.
Been in the gym lately. He's been getting it in. But, I mean, he's still a nice.
I mean, I don't really see a difference. Or what was she doing in there?
Look at
I mean, maybe she was sucking dick in the room where you change the changing room.
In the same room.
Yeah, Mama Jones, you're back.
Well, Caesar was up in there cruising trade. You know, her and Corey be doing that shit together.
Okay, Mama Jones.
Well, thank you for the clarification, bitch, you non-threatening bitch.
Oh, Mama Jones, you still there, baby?
Yeah.
One of the callers wanted to know why you sound like Mo Slizlak from Simpsons tonight.
Ask a mother.
Okay. Well, that's your answer. All right, we're going to put you back on hold, Mama.
She going to pull out that bag.
What? And this is bitch says she has lung cancer last night. I can't. I can't with her. Wait, what did you say? Like that she sound like Maude Simpson?
No, Mo Slizlak, the one who run the bar.
Wait, they said she sound like Mo?
Yeah, that's what somebody said in my inbox.
Oh,
the
my
last
God.
Time she was on, but I didn't want to ask because we had already muted her.
That just sounds like she has pancreatitis or something. Something going on in there.
Okay, y'all, we have another call. Oh, never mind. Never mind. Keep going.
Keep it going. How about we start that game over? So, Mona walked into a dark room. Next.
Who do you want to go next?
And Dick bent over in front of her.
Okay. Oh, so let's go in the order that Tito did. It would be me, then Jason, then J-Rock, then Calvin, then Dex, then Shamika. The two black people at the bottom.
The bottom. This is all right.
The two black guys.
Okay, we're ready. Go ahead. Hit it.
All right, so Mona walked into a dark room.
J-Rock.
I was third.
Because Mona got on her knees and started unbuttoning J-Rock's pants.
What?
Okay.
And as she was unbuttoning J-Rock's pants, Dick pushed J-Rock out the way and bent over in front of Mona.
Okay.
Shamika.
Oh, I thought it was
after
Dick.
Okay. I was gonna let ladies go first, but here we go. But J-Rock pushed Dick back out of the way and began to munch her meat fiercely.
Okay.
Hey, Shamika.
And then Jason walked in.
Okay,
and
tried
to have with
J-Rock.
Okay.
I don't like how this story is going.
And once Jason walked in, the room got brighter because she brought the light. And then everyone noticed that man was standing in the corner.
Standing in the corner.
She was hiding in the corner in the dark so the girls could not see her.
J-Rock, go. I got the perfect thing.
Oh, my God. And the man in the corner. Oh, shit. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, the man in the corner.
But was it me?
I can't
Did
do
you
it.
Say me or the man?
No, she said the man was in the corner. Nobody
no,
noticed
said,
the man
I
in
said
the corner.
Man, I said man.
I said
prodigy.
Man prodigy.
Oh, you said man prodigy.
Yeah.
Was in the
sorry,
corner.
Sorry, Rodney. Sorry, Rodney. It's a game.
So man prodigy came out the corner and started doing old way.
Oh, shit.
And they only came in and kicked man in the throat and started doing dramatics.
Okay. But it's all is going on while all the heaven is going on too.
Okay, so then I'm gonna put something in that I saw on Facebook the other day. I happened to glance at, and I'm gonna say, and while all this is going on, Rodney Prodigy bust in and asked for Letitia's tux straps an extra large.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Wait a minute. Oh shit.
Yes, you have a plug-in. Okay, Shamika.
And once he got the touchdown, I'm lost, you guys. I don't know who to put in what.
Okay, well, it would be Shamika, the fuck up, the good time.
shit.
Right, it just got confusing. I understand.
Once he got the tuck strap, he started walking body. Callers, you can chime in and you can start your story. We can go off of your story or you can go off of our stories. Let's just have fun tonight.
Right, call in with your own funny renditions of the story.
Oh, shit.
For your future. What is that for your future reference?
Oh, I want to start one.
Start another one because y'all have fucked me up with the Letitia T-shirt and extra large. Oh, shit. That was an image in my head.
Okay. I got one. Okay. So the night was Halloween, and Khadija came in for realness. Go.
Okay, she screamed, "My ass is my ass," and all the girls went up.
And they demanded for her to take off all six girdles and ace bandages.
and Kelly walked up beside her, and Khadija still slayed her.
Oh, no.
And the zookeeper put collars on both of them and started walking to the exit.
See, now I ain't say all that.
Right. But then Khadija took her shoes off to show Kelly that she did not have corns no longer.
So Kelly took her shoes off and showed that her feet were just as big as she did it.
But how Khadija's shoes were kind of leaning and kind of old, and she was crunching up her feet with those socks. You know how when you know your socks are dirty and you just try to hide it?
And while Kelly had her feet hanging out, her purse dropped and Kai ran off with child support money.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
I got it. Okay. Wow. And later on, we found Kai at Ruth Chris with T.S. Madison talking about new weave, and passing out $100 plates.
Jesus Christ.
So once T.S. Madison realized that she was a ballroom queen, T.S. Madison started to read.
T.S. Madison told Kai, "Bitch, you just want to suck it." And then Kai ended up sitting Indian style on her bunk bed.
One hand on her head and one hand on her hip.
And then she dialed Rodney begging for a haircut.
And then Rodney begged to get off mute so he could say something.
But when Rodney got off mute, he realized that Sanaya had six surgeries in the face.
And then Sanaya finally came to grips that she wasn't really in Dubai.
But what was really happening is that she was in Rikers getting fucked down by the trade.
And then all you motherfuckers woke up and realized that y'all just can't fucking take the icon.
And then J-Rock cannot take, so he goes off the story.
When she no longer looks like silicone because her ass no longer jiggles.
Because every time J-Rock takes up for his house mother, she lets him munch the meat at 12.
At 12? And then Naima got jealous because J-Rock is the only one that sucks Naima off.
Oh.
And if J-Rock see any one of you motherfuckers, he gonna slap the dog piss out of all of you.
But before J-Rock could meet anybody, Naima took her dick out and smacked the fuck out of him.
I don't like this. I'll start the story over. This right here is I'm becoming the butt end of this joke. I don't like it. This is bullying. This is bullying. They just suspended a football player for bullying. This is bullying, and I will not take it.
And then Naima called in and said, "This is a conspiracy."
Right. He's gonna say it's a conspiracy against her. Naima, where are you, girl?
Yeah, Mother Night Night, call in, baby.
She pinching voodoo dolls and
Mother long toes.
Y'all will not do my mother. Y'all won't.
She pinching voodoo dolls and worshiping the devil.
No.
She's probably somewhere with and this is the end of the story. And we all thought Naima was actually a conspiracy theorist, but right now she's actually in church with Angel Torres and Katina praising the God Almighty.
Oh, that'd be great. You know who I want to finish up this story? I would love for Granny to press one and finish up this damn story.
Right. Granny, with your loud ass.
I just want to shout out Tracy Higgins. She said that she is Kelly's biggest fan, and she wanted us to tell her, "Hey, girl, hey," if Kelly was on. If Kelly's
listening. Hey, Kelly, one of your fans said, "Hey, I thought you'd chime in on the show from time to time. Where are you?"
I want to hear that music.
God damn it, I wasn't paying attention to my inbox. The shit that Mona was putting in the inbox to add to this story. Bitch.
Read it. J-Rock said Calvin came in with the gilda and ate all the leftovers.
Then he said,
Jay Blahnik bent J-Rock over and started to pee on him.
Okay, we'll start from new. Here we go. We'll start from new.
And then Dick came in and they said, okay. And then Dick came in and dragged and said, "Wait a minute."
Hold on, we have a caller. We have a caller. Private caller, you're on the air.
And as J-Rock was munching Naima, she whipped the meat out of his mouth and called Janice out to walk magic stick.
That is no man.
Yes. Thank you, private caller. I got the magic stick. I know if I get fucked once.
So what's going on with that show, Throwing Shade? Is it actually going to happen, or was it just a promo?
You said what show?
Basically. The Throwing Shade show, the House of New York, I think it was Father Ebony, founder, who, you know, is the producer of it, Dre.
Girl, see, your answer is right there. Everybody was silent.
It's very cricket, yeah. So, I
give up. So, I have to agree with Tracy, what she said. She was asking with straight hair back in because she was tired of seeing that part in the middle, Kardashian, Farrah Fawcett, wand curl style.
Who?
Well,
straight hair's back in. I'm about to get, I just got me some more Brazilian and I'm going to keep it straight. Like, I don't know.
I mean, I never get tired of seeing a film queen with a 30-inch, well, I would say Remy, but I don't know.
Yeah.
When did they start doing microwave ponytails again?
Microwave.
Who got a microwave ponytail?
Who gives a lot?
I want to start doing that again.
I remember back in the day when my cousin used to put her track in the microwave.
Wait, are you talking about Africa Revlon?
Why do y'all give the Revlon girl so much?
Y'all abandoning them and putting microwaves
in
everything.
I mean, that was one of the topics from earlier this week. Right, they were talking
so is he really banned?
Who? Loco?
Loco, yeah.
Yeah, he's banned. He's banned as well as Martez.
So wait, that's still in effect? So the ban list is still in effect?
Yeah, the ban is still in effect.
Okay, and so how long is he banned for? 6 months or 6 months?
From what I know, Martez is banned until, I think, March 1st, and Loco is banned until April something, I believe.
I just don't get it.
Yeah.
I didn't understand the fact that how can you be the person, you are the person who created the alliance, you got into the argument with the person, and then you create the ban list, you help create the ban list as well. That was kind of fishy to me, but yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, I think the only problem that I think with the whole issue is the fact that I don't know if it's true, but I heard Loco had a gun. I mean, if it was an argument, child, arguments are arguments. I mean, it happens all the time. And for somebody to get banned over just an argument, that's kind of late. No shade. But,
well, it's this is the thing. If somebody's coming towards you, if you've left the argument already, and you're outside, and this person's inside, and this person comes outside and approaches you once more, then I feel like, you know, you have to also coincide the laws of Atlanta with the ballroom scene, because at that point, if he's licensed to carry a weapon, because a weapon, then yeah, he should have been able to protect himself.
Right.
That's true. Do y'all think the reason that the ball starts so late is because most of the girls are clocky and they can't come outside in the daytime?
No, most of the girls are clocky, and they also think they're cute. So they try to be flashy and to be late when it's not necessary.
Well, that was what Roger Smith
said. I've looked at a lot of the girls lately or whatever, you know, just jumping in and out of the room or liking something, and I'll see who liked what or whatever the case may be. They're really not that bad looking. The more they try to make themselves look like something, the worse it gets.
Like this show,
right.
I don't know if it's a time change, but this show is going really slow tonight. It is 12:35, and we're damn near halfway through our topics. Like, we really have nothing else to talk about.
Yeah, we really don't.
I mean, every night, it started every night with the lines jam-packed, so, I mean.
Right, every night, you know, some nights we just have regular nights. We're, like, basically on the phone with each other. Like girlfriends just keying down because the callers seem like they don't want to call in. You know, there was a slew of private callers last night. Now, you know, we really accept the private callers. So I guess, you know, the girls do them.
Yeah, because I got the ass in line.
Okay, we have another caller, 443-414, you're on the air.
Hello?
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 Go ahead.
Hello.
We can hear you. Okay,
this
one more time. 443-414. You're on the air. Okay, we're going to put you back on mute. Thanks for calling.
Right.
Yeah, that was stupid.
So did anybody decipher the escadas that jumped up and bailed ship? Where did they go to?
I think they all went north for the winter.
Okay, Mama Jones, you're back on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Mama Jones.
So I got a little story. So Bishop took his dick out, and then the tranny looked at his dick and told him just to bend over.
Is that it, Mama Jones?
The shit was so microscopic, girl. Little thick-ass nigga. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Mama Jones, we're going to put you back on mute.
What? So are we going off her story or no, right?
We can.
No.
Yeah, I have nothing. Nothing.
Hold on. So
exactly.
I just wanted to say the trade okay, never mind.
Wait, the trade what?
We were talking about the whole Bishop thing, right? I thought we were going to continue that story.
Right, so if you want to.
Oh, I mean, nobody else wants to, so I don't want to be the only eyeball out there.
Pop it up.
Just saying.
Just
all I'm
going to
say,
yeah.
All I'm going to say is whoever fucked Bishop, fuck the wig off his ass. We can keep going if y'all want to.
And so the wig got picked off the ground. So somebody picked the wig off the ground and went and gave it to Deja in rehab.
Oh, shit. And then in rehab, they mistaken it for a bird's nest, so they made her stay a little longer.
And Deja kept writing Kelly, asking her where the fuck her hair was. And if it wasn't for Kelly, her ass wouldn't have been in the rehab anyway. Because at least she would have had her hair.
Wait, what?
Wait a minute. Did Mika ever get her hair when Kelly got
Mika,
out?
Mika, okay, that I had it confused. Okay, Mika,
yeah,
never mind.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I thought Deja was in the psych ward.
Why is she in the psych ward?
How she went crazy.
Oh, what? Why? Like, was there a reason she went crazy?
I'm not too sure. I don't want to spill false tea, but I just know that bitch is in the psych ward.
Wow.
No shade. Mama has been getting it the fuck down since she came the fuck out. This break is well deserved. Well deserved.
Right. And Deja, don't go to Bishop. Don't come and get me for that $1,000 that Bishop's giving out, girl.
Well, you know, I'm not saying no names, but somebody said instead of Yolanda, Erica got bigger problems to worry about, like how Nicholas Minor infected Dick felt going up her ass.
Who?
Nicholas Minor. I don't know what his ballroom name is, but that's what somebody said.
That's not a ballroom person, is it? The light-skinned child?
I don't know. I'm about to look at his profile now because I don't know who he is.
How about the Maya Finch child and her lover that's back together, her lover that, you know, been fucking with all her tranny friends and, you know, having with all the girls?
No, he was dark-skinned, not light-skinned.
Okay. Yeah, that's what they do.
That's just too, it's too much going on in there. That's sleeping in circle shit.
Why didn't she let her paper mache nose dry before she did a sniff or something? Because it's crooked.
Ooh.
The Finch, Maya Finch, her nose is a little off.
Yeah, it seems like she didn't let it heal before she started.
Yeah, like she sneezed
in, right?
And like banana or something though. You know how you wipe on me like that? Like, I don't know what she gave, but it's fucking
yeah, so you think, so you said she got Bewitch syndrome?
Her nose going tricks, bitch.
Yeah, Maya, you should have read the healing pamphlet, girl.
She should have iced that bitch down and didn't do shit with it for a good 60 days.
You know these cat tranquilizer girls can't help it.
So do y'all think that, okay, now I'm just going to bring about what we had talked about maybe about a week ago. Do y'all think the House of Revlon should be closed and reopened with a new name because the house already has a bad name? Because no shade, when I first came out in the ballroom scene, the two houses that I was warned about
wore Revlons and Cons. So do y'all think that they have such a bad name now that maybe they need to shut down and reinvent themselves?
I don't think it's the house name. I think it's the members. So shut down and make new members?
I don't think that you could ever close that house name down. And the reason why is because that house name has some of the most memorable moments in ballroom history.
Like, I was going to say that. Like, they're known for that. They're one of the houses that are left that are known for their name. Okay, and another one. Okay, Shamika says she's going to call back soon because she had to restart her phone because it kept freezing up. But, do y'all think that maybe the designers will come from Europe now that the ballroom scene is getting more mainstream and maybe sue for their names back?
Who would be to blame if that happened? Who could you really point the finger at if that was to happen?
You can't, because most of the people who open up these houses are dead and gone now. You know, rest in peace.
No, right. But I'm saying, who would be the person that you could point the finger at for it even getting out? Because ballroom was supposed to be an underground thing.
We definitely point out ballroom turbot.
I mean, well, girl, you got a point there, London. You really do, because they're about the only one talking about the ballroom scene outside of the ballroom.
Right, you know, posting videos into the blogs for straight people to see, saying fake labels and stuff like that. And, you know, you got the queens in the background screaming, you know, the names of the houses.
Ain't nobody
like
going to sue for that. If ballroom go mainstream with these names, the designers are going to try to capitalize on that, because first of all, to tell you the truth, if you're a ghetto ass bitch like I am, I didn't know what the fuck the Ms. Rocky Balenciaga, I didn't know what the fuck that was until I got into ballroom and realized that it was a designer, because I didn't grow up around any fucking designer clothes and stuff like that. I grew up around like FUBU and Dada and Karl Kanai. So when I see a real designer
and Skechers.
Oh, no, we didn't do Skechers, baby.
Girl, no, y'all remember them starter jackets? Don't act like y'all didn't have a starter jacket.
No.
Well, I mean, yeah, bitch, we had a starter. I had Proline starter, all that.
Yes, I had the Miami Dolphins starter. I had the Maryland starter. I had a lot of starter, girl, child.
But that's what I'm saying.
I used to wear balls.
What?
Balls.
B-O-S-S. Boss. Once you get back and do cross-talk.
Oh, boss. Wow.
Yeah.
That's Hugo Boss. But like I said, these designers, they would capitalize on that, because that's a bunch of gay people that's saying their name and all this kind of stuff, and then they're walking these balls. They would probably give them clothes to wear to pump out their new fashions and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it might actually be
people.
A good thing.
Exactly. So I think that if it was to go to mainstream, the designers are going to do but capitalize on it, because it's putting their name out there even more.
Right, exactly. Like you said, a lot of the I know I love fashion before I actually loved the ballroom scene, so I knew about them. But a lot of people in ballroom didn't know about certain labels until they got older. I mean, until they got in the ballroom scene, and then they learned about what their house meant and where it came from.
That's the truth, and a lot of girls only could afford to be in the house and not afford the label. So,
I've got another game.
Okay.
Shamika is in the queue.
Okay.
Good, just in time. So we're going to go in a circle, and Linda, you can start it off. Name a house, and you're going to name the most ratchet person in that house and why. We'll all go with that. Pick the most ratchetest person in that house and go around and say why.
Hold on, before we start, Mama Jones, you're back on the air. Mama Jones?
Hello.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
Can I start it off? Sorry, London
yes.
girl.
It's
kick
a
it off.
So I want to say Icon and Ashley is just as ratchet as the ratchetest rat in the New York City train station, girl.
And why do you feel like that?
Because who want to see you, bitch, everybody, who want to see you in camouflage all the time? This ain't the army.
If she do be camouflaged down.
J-Rock, would you enlist her? No.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Okay, are you done, Mama Jones?
Yeah.
Okay, baby, we'll put you back on mute. Raise your hand if you want to talk again.
No.
Okay,
not actually.
Shamika, are you back?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I want to go with a Prodigy. And I'm going to go with Marquise, who was put out the house, and then now he's back in the house. And when he was put out, he reads, but then goes back to the house. So, yeah, that makes him ratchet.
Calvin?
And I'm sorry, and he made a post the other day talking about a roach just crawled over his toe. So, yeah, he's
oh, wow.
ratchet.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't really have – there's that one child, but I don't know what house she in. You remember Danielle with the sack of potato ass?
I don't want to do her.
Oh, I'm sorry. What house is she in?
That's
a Bebranco
and the Blanco family.
Okay, well, I'll do another one. I want to say, and I know J-Rock's going to get me for this, but I'm so tired of Sanaya. So Ebony and Sanaya, maybe I just can't take, but I
you
think
can't.
She just gets too much publicity, and I can't. Moving on.
You can't take. I'm gonna go with Africa Revlon, and the reason why I'm gonna say that is because she still wears gel in her hair.
She what?
She still wears gel in her hair.
Oh God.
Hold on. No, there's a difference between gel and jam. Which one are you talking about?
How do you know
gel.
That jam is ratchet
and
too?
No,
the jam is not ratchet.
Jam is.
But
jam smell good, bitch. Jam smell good.
Black
jam and
gel
is ratchet. Both of them are bad for your hair. They are low quality products. No.
Baby,
well,
jam smell good.
I wear a pomade anyway, so.
Maybe I use the fruits and the berries from the trees, bitch.
Oh, I know that's right, bitch. I'm sitting here drinking my Four Loko, getting fucked up with y'all tonight.
You drink Four Lokos? Why?
Yeah, tonight I am. Usually I have a bottle, but my money's kind of low tonight, so I'm drinking a Four Loko.
Yeah, so Calvin is ratchet.
You can't take. You can't take.
Oh, Erica Mizrahi is ratchet.
Erica Tyler Tank, huh?
Erica Mizrahi.
Bitch, are y'all smoking something tonight?
Erica baby hairs waves on her sideburns. Microwave ponytail is ratchet.
Okay, Kai Mizrahi is another one that's ratchet.
Yes, she is.
There you go.
She's a 30-year-old woman sleeping in a bunk bed in her mama's crib, like, bitch, she's the lowest of the low.
Right, still calling herself Baby Mizrahi,
yeah,
and you know you're older.
You can't see Bruno when you get your period, like this your first time, like Carrie. The bitch is just nuts.
Yeah.
I'm about say, head eyes, talking about something different than that.
I'm going to say Faith is ratchet. Anytime you come out with bullet holes and your fucking wife beater, you're ratchet. Y'all can't take.
And call us if you
okay,
have anyone
J-Rock,
you think
bitch.
Is ratchet. You can give us a call.
Right, call us if you think anybody is ratchet, and I mean nobody.
Why?
Why? Because her clothes never fit. She's a Dominican, Puerto Rican, whatever
the fuck. Hold on, y'all. Kelly probably gonna get me for this, but I swear.
I now give to you.
You can take all the pictures you want.
The controversial.
Was not here's a friend of yours. He's a friend of mine.
Let me tell y'all what's ratchet. This nasty-ass motherfucking bitch and this motherfucking chat room, bitch. I've been sitting here listening to y'all for the last fucking hour on my cell phone, having a private conversation, but still listening to y'all. What's ratchet is, mistake, this nasty-ass fucking bitch in this chat room keep having my motherfucking name in her motherfucking mouth. She's sucking my motherfucking dick so hard, bitch, I got a fucking pussy.
I see it. I know exactly what you're talking about, Kelly.
Okay, bitch, stop sucking me so motherfucking hard, bitch, okay? I done heard everything everybody said about me, bitch, but I have not once came and commented, bitch. But you motherfucking girls just can't leave me the fuck alone, Miss A. Just let me motherfucking be and let me do what the fuck I motherfucking do, bitch, okay? Bitches, don't worry about what's going on with my motherfucking case, bitch. Y'all done had 2.5 months to worry about what was going on with my case. Post my mugshot, do everything that y'all wanted to motherfucking do, bitch. Don't worry about me no more, bitch. I'm home, bitch. Don't worry about me, bitch. I am fine. I am A-okay. And I thank you.
Yeah.
Okay? And now I'm going back on hold to continue to listen to y'all and have my private conversation. Bitches, please stop knocking at my door. I've been being nice. You've been knocking all fucking night long, and I have not muted you or blocked you out the chat room. Please do not do me, and I thank you.
And I welcome you back.
Well, okay. I can't say what I was about to say because somebody certainly came knocking on her door in my inbox.
Baby, they always knocking on my door, mistake. They knocking on my door. Let me tell y'all one thing. I'm not going to respond to every negative thing that you motherfucking queens have to say about me, mistake. You queens have been reading me for fucking years, mistake. And the only thing y'all have done by reading me, bitch, is to put me in a more position to have more power than I motherfucking have. So continue to read me, bitch, because as you read me, bitch, you kicking dirt on my name, but you building my motherfucking name up. I am a household fucking name. I'm like fucking toilet paper, faggots. Every bitch needs it in a fucking house.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going back to my conversation.
All right, baby.
Some of them nasty ratchet hoes ain't got no toilet paper. They fucking go rinse their ass off.
Yeah,
Sandy Dior is the most ratchet in her house, because her drunk ass laying on the floor.
Oh yeah, when she did that flop on that motherfucking floor.
The lady who looked like Miss Dupree.
She took off her wig and had a whole nother hairstyle underneath, bitch.
I'm gonna say Albertine Prestige is ratchet because when he pop a pill, he can't control it and start planting his pussy.
Oh, ew.
Miss who?
I don't know who to choose between in the cons, whether to choose Nicola or Kool Aid, but they're both ratchet.
I tell you who ratchet. All you hoes that decide to sleep on a motherfucker's floor and they take you in and then when they put you out, you have the nerve to come on the radio show and fucking read them.
Mm-hmm. All right, when you were laying on the floor last week getting your box ate the fuck out.
So you're talking about Kool-Aid when she got kicked out of Andre's house,
London, where the hell you hear that at?
That's the tea for the butt.
Bitch, you got that shit stuck in my head now.
So we have no caller to the ratchet list of 2013.
Right, callers, call in the inbox.
Why not? We can just do the Ratchet Awards for 2015.
Oh, we should do that in the room. Like, somebody should be like, Chris, if you're listening, make a nice, a little picture or banner saying the Ratchet Awards 2013.
Ooh, I'm going to look at Warren Grobak's picture because he put up fierce pictures of the girls. Ooh, no.
Yes. Okay, well, private caller, you're on the line. Private caller.
Okay.
Yeah,
hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay. Hi, private caller.
Yeah, what's good? It's the house of Chanel with Alexis running around looking like a fat man on fire.
I wish Jason was on here. Oh, all I had to say was Teletubby, and he was gone.
Did y'all say Alexis looked like a fat what on fire?
A fat man on fire. I can't.
Okay, private caller, you're back on mute.
I don't think y'all could take Alexis. I've seen Alexis at the Aga Ball. She looks like a big, pretty lady.
No, did you see that fucking video of her butt-ass naked, though?
Okay, that was years ago.
I'm talking about the Aga Ball this year.
Well, we're talking about that because she did look like women in that video.
She looked cute.
I don't think y'all can't take Alexis and then y'all also can't do. You can't take. Y'all can't take Sanaya either, bitch. Oh. Some people just, they became famous. They didn't even ask to be famous. Everybody just made them famous. You know what I'm saying? I mean, damn.
Well, I don't care if she wasn't famous or not. I still don't like her. I'm sorry. I can't help who I know.
You sound like those press girls in high school. You know, you just can't take the cute girl. You can't take
the
captain of the cheerleading team.
You have people that you don't like, so
no,
I
really
don't.
I really don't.
You like everybody.
No, I don't. No, it's not that I don't like. It's not that I like everybody. I just treat everybody exactly the same. So my thing is, like, that's just like with the icon Penny and with Mona and all them. They could tell you. Child, if I sat around here trying to not like people in ballroom, are you serious? I don't have time for that. I'm not one of those high school kids that say I don't like a bitch just because I don't like a bitch because they're famous or either because they said something about me. I got bills to pay. I don't have time to not like somebody.
Okay,
I'm too grown for that.
I won't say that I don't like her because I don't know her. I don't use her.
Oh, okay. That's a good ballroom term.
Cassandra Ebony is ratchet.
Cassandra Ebony is not ratchet.
She is ratchet.
Somebody sent me an inbox and said Fred Chanel is ratchet because he has to squat to wipe his ass because he's too fat to wipe it from the back.
Oh!
Oh! Oh my God. So he needs a bidet.
From the
Oh Lord. Shantra just asked, I see she put up in there, J Rock, you're calm tonight. Why are you not yelling in the phone? Probably because no late, tired, fake ass profiles have called in here fucking with me tonight, so I guess that's nobody
because
got me up.
J-Rock. J-Rock,
they're not getting
the
me
fake,
up.
The fake profiles can't take.
They
right.
can, No, they can't take me. That's why I always be like, But they get me up, though, That's why I be liking for them to call in because it makes it fun. They didn't want to have no fun tonight.
Yeah,
the way this show is set up tonight, the way this show is set up tonight, I just can't.
Right, the way the awards is about to be set up for the Ratchet Girls is just... It's just unbearable.
I mean, everybody went off on this boy with this cute-ass mohawk with this checkerboard on the side of his head. I think he looked cute in it.
Wait a minute.
Ew.
With the yellow,
hold on,
foolish.
Hold on. Mama Jones, you're back.
That's stupid.
Mama Jones, you're back.
Hello.
Hey, Mama.
Hey, y'all.
What's going on?
I was wondering if I can be, like, a cast member or something, because I ain't doing nothing with my, I made my book. I got my Poom Kosh out there. I'm just trying to make money. I can't keep eating off my time.
We don't make money here.
It's pro bono, honey, pro bono.
Well, I was just wondering if I could just get down with the get down. And I think Yolanda is just as wretched as they come. With that old Zuby, with that Zuby and her jail pick.
Okay,
and that 5 o'clock shadow.
Sorry for interrupting. They say Kevin Prodigy is ratchet because he wears the same 3 shirts every function.
Oh, he retired that black and gray striped shirt.
Am I still on?
Yeah,
I'm still on, Mama Jones.
J Rock, why are you always defending your dirty house? Your house is ratchet.
I'm always defending my house because it's my house.
Girl, they don't see you. They let you walk out there and do foolish things.
They let me walk out there and do foolish things, and I still
yeah,
win.
like walk runway in leather pants.
Well, I've never walked runway in leather pants.
Well, you did something foolish, you know.
Yeah, I made a name for myself because y'all still remember it. My name is still in your mouth.
Mm-mm.
Just like my dick will be in your mouth when I see you.
Your name in your dick.
Oh, never mind. Let me take that back because the way your voice sounds, I wouldn't want my dick to fall off.
Your name in your dick put a bad taste in my mouth. Girl.
I can tell.
Hold on. Mama Couture, are you on?
I heard the CEO.
Oh, I think she was saying calm down. That may was a little signal.
Okay.
Because she knows it's about to get in that ass.
No, you can never get in. You can never get in this ass.
Okay, y'all. We're going to keep it cute because that was a warning.
It ain't hard to get up in that ass. Let me get on Jack. Hold up. I'll be right back, y'all.
Mama Jones, we're going to put you back on mute, baby.
Please put her back on mute because she needs to take Bishop. She been sucking Bishop dick. That's why her voice sound like that.
Okay, Mama Couture say all that nasty-ass dick in everyone's mouth. J-Rock, cut it out.
Okay. I told him to leave me alone.
Stop putting your dick in.
Are we going to continue? Can we continue? I'm going to give the Ratchet of the Year award out to, on my behalf, to Pony Garcon for stealing out of people's house when he goes to visit.
Oh, what?
See?
He does what?
Steal all the people's house when he goes to visit. She got sticky fingers.
Ooh.
Oh, no, not sure still Jesus off the cross, honey.
Not we're going to steal the night. I got this feeling on the summer day when you were gone, not her.
Okay, y'all, hold on. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, private caller.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you, darling?
I'm here tonight.
What's going on?
Hi, caller. So, do you have a ratchet award to give out?
Private caller.
Exactly.
All right, well, private caller, you're on mute. Hit one again if you want to talk.
Girl, I can't do.
Shit,
oh, and another ratchet award goes to Red Legend.
Red Legend?
Yes, for showing her face. Oh, and Kiki Deluxe. She's ratchet. Ew. Wait, I have to post this pic. Oh.
I'm going to give another ratchet award out to John Neese for not winning the Kentucky Derby last year.
I want to give the ratchet award out for John Neese with all these motherfuckers. I'm so mad. I was so happy at first when Facebook came up with first, you know, you could put a picture as a comment. But jigga just fucked that up for me. I don't want to see another picture comment in my life.
I love it. I'm not going to lie. I love it. I love it because it actually gives an expression behind what you're trying to say. I do love it. No shade. I love it.
I mean, it does, but she uses it 1, 2, 3, 400 times.
Wait a minute,
bitch.
Did you say he uses it?
I mean, I'm just clocking her tea, that's all.
Girl, y'all
no.
are fierce.
Oh, the
y'all
girls
are fierce.
Really at Jiggy Manly Jar.
A horse is
why y'all mess with me the job?
Okay, we have another caller. 443-414, you're back, actually.
Hello?
443-414?
Yes.
Go ahead, baby,
hey,
what's
caller.
Up? Caller.
Yay for
okay,
resort
well,
kids.
What? Okay, caller, you're going back on mute.
Someone said yay for the retarded kids out there. Shout out to all
stop.
The mentally challenged girls out there.
They keep calling in.
Another ratchet award goes to the kid that gave Caesar a birthday card or some shit. Caesar and his lover a card or some shit. And they paid him.
Who, Trayvon Martin?
Somebody just put in my inbox.
Oh my gosh.
Who got the
cookout?
Trayvon Bryant.
Hold on. I have a ratchet award after this one, but somebody just put in my inbox. Whoever wears Michael Kors bags in the House of Mesa.
Wait, Kelly.
Okay. Yeah,
well.
Right,
okay, we got another caller. Private caller, you're on the air.
Tell them they cocksucking mother.
And Bob, she said your cocksucking mother.
Okay, and tell that bitch to make sure when she's sucking the cock, she hum up the fucking balls too, bitch, and sing the Star Spangled Banner, bitch. I got Michael Kors, I got Gucci, bitch, I got motherfucking Celine, bitch. I wear what the fuck I want to wear, you nasty motherfucking undesirable motherfucking faggot, you bitch. Okay, if you was a real bitch, go in my motherfucking inbox, bitch, from your real page, bitch, not from a fake motherfucking profile, faggot. I read you, nasty faggots, bitch. You know who's motherfucking reading you, bitch. I don't need a fake voice to read you. I don't need a fake profile to read you. I use my fake profile to infiltrate groups. That's the only thing I do for my fake profile, honey. I don't need it to read you, faggots. I do it from my own voice, okay? How you do it? So let's play, because it seems like you girls want to play tonight. So let's motherfucking play. I guess what that, I just went over to one of my other Facebook pages, and somebody said that y'all was really boring tonight, and they glad that I pressed one and called in here. So I guess the girls want me to wait and show up. It's no shade to get y'all, Miss Thang. I told him, you know, y'all do what y'all do. Some nights it's dry, some nights it's popping. The girls ain't calling in. So I guess the girls want to fuck with me tonight and don't want to let me have my private conversation on the red phone. Y'all bitches want to keep knocking at my fucking door. So let's knock. Who's ready? Where's all the private callers that want to read?
They're not going to call in.
Well,
they're on the retarded bus.
Let's go, callers.
Hey,
go.
Bitches that want to be in the inbox, Miss Thang, come up out the motherfucking inbox with your motherfucking fake-ass motherfucking voices and call in here and let's motherfucking play. Let's see who can stand with me. Who can rumble with the cow?
Who wants to rumble with the cow?
I'm waiting.
White cunt cow.
It's not going to happen. They just, you know, they call in, you know, on your little Monday show.
So all you reading pros out there, Kelly is giving you your chance for a one-on-one combat right now. And if you're not going to take it or whatever, please do not inbox me anything else about this lady. Because she's
right.
giving you your
I said the same thing.
I didn't know the chorus back thing was pointed towards Kelly. I just read what I read.
Yeah, it was pointed towards me. I'm gonna tell you Queens this for the last motherfucking time, mistake, bitch. When it comes to radio and when those cameras is rolling, bitch, you got a better chance of motherfucking reading me, bitch, when I'm not on the air, bitch, and when the cameras is not rolling. Because when I'm in my motherfucking and when I'm in my glory, bitch, and I'm doing what I do best, bitch, I'm going to take your head off. You got a better chance of me paying you, bitch, and reading me, bitch, when the radio's not on or the cameras is not on. You got a better chance.
Kelly, we have a private caller. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, private caller.
I just want to know what's going on.
Were you not listening, private caller?
No, I just called in. I'm sorry.
Well, then don't press 1, then.
We're doing the Ratchet Award, and we're doing a caller versus Kelly.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to that caller, that inbox dick. I'm so sorry. They said they wasn't talking about me with the Michael Kors. They was talking about Erica K. Miss Rahi. So I'm sorry. I can apologize when I'm wrong. It just came through my red phone.
Oh,
sorry.
Somebody else hit my inbox saying Ratchet Award goes to Andre's pieces in his closet.
Oh. Why is that ratchet?
Yeah, why did y'all ask that girl? She made those pieces.
I'm not even going to read that. This phone is going off. But they said Miss Rahi in his inbox message because they inboxed Rodney. Oh, excuse me.
Kelly, we have a private caller. Private caller, you're on the air.
Yes, go ahead. Sorry. I was about to play it.
Yeah, with Ratchet is when Jiggy Jaw was fucking Vicky Gotti, and then she sent the video to Maya, and Maya got the video on her own computer, and she never told Vicky Gotti.
Oh, what? Come on, you can't drop me like that.
That's nasty.
Ew, come on.
Why would you come on the phone and tell us that?
Are you still there?
Baby, you know they say
what they say. Ratchet. No, I'm right here. I go no motherfucker where.
is that Millie Jackson?
No, this is Nipsey from Nipsey's Corner.
Work, Nipsey.
But you didn't have to come on here and discuss stuff like that, though.
Right.
Well, she was, you know, somebody was in the closet recording the video.
I'm in this old betrayed voice, though.
Yeah, but give it to me, Jiggy Jaw.
Okay, thank you, private caller. Raise your hand if you want to speak again.
That never gets old. Give it to me, Jiggy Jaw.
Oh, no.
Any more callers? They're not going to call in. How you going to be scared behind a Facebook
page? Hold on. I got another inbox. Selvin, Ratchet Award goes to Selvin's last two teeth.
Oh, and I thought he only had one left, too. He's doing good. Rob, he's on a row.
Yeah, y'all going. I'm going to laugh with Selvin.
It's really not Rodney.
Baby, when Selvin come out with these.
That was his baby teeth I set
out. Okay, we have another caller. 404-438, you're on the air. Caller 404-438.
Marcus.
Okay, caller, you've been muted.
You know what's ratchet?
What's that,
guys? What's ratchet?
Yeah.
Mama Jones Pink Cash perfume.
Yes, Pink Cash is very ratchet. Hello, that comes from Mama Jones.
Oh, All this Four Loko got me tonight, y'all. It got me, bitch. I need a blunt.
Let me find me.
I just want to give a ratchet award out to every film queen that vogues, and every time she dipped, you could see her nutsack hanging out the side of the panty.
Oh, God, I almost threw up.
Well, who's done that before?
All of them.
Oh, hold on, Mama. We have a caller back. Mama Jones, you're on the air.
Kelly, don't come for me, girl. Because I did not send for you and your little tight ass little dresses you be wearing, girl.
Girl, I'm just saying, I tried your poon cast today, honey. And bitches did not attract no men to me, honey.
Well, baby, you know what's ratchet? Is that little baby costume you wore for Halloween.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Costume, though.
I really enjoy my costume.
All them people wanted to take a picture with you, girl. I was like, no.
You know, when they...
I mean,
when
the
they
thing
see,
was, the
when
thing
they
was
see
so
us.
Many people seen Kelly and were scared to talk to her.
I know. Work Kelly for getting all the girls out there.
Maybe, you know, when they see a celebrity, they have to stop and want to take pictures and, you know, and want me to sign autographs. I can't help it, Mama Jones, you know.
Bitch, no, you are not a celebrity. You are a world wonder. You are a world wonder.
I can't help it, Mama Jones, that I'm a celebrity in my own right, and you're only a celebrity because your son.
Word.
No, I'm Whoop. Actually a celebrity because you mentioned my poom costume. You know about me.
If there was no Jimmy, there would be no Mama Jones or no poom cash.
If there was no Mama Jones, there would be no Jimmy. He came out of my poom cash, girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mama Jones, honey.
All right, so get it straight. And if there was no, you know, if there was no weed, girl, you will be looking like that picture from the
I look like that on the regular. When I take my weave out, bitch, everybody know I ain't got no motherfucking hair, bitch. I ain't got no hair by choice because I cut my hair, Mama Jones. Now let's see if you take that raggedy ass motherfucking European yaki pack hair out your head. What your hair gonna look like, Mama Jones?
That's not even one pack of hair, Mama Jones. Yeah, that's not even one pack.
Bitch, that's a half. She go right to 125th Street and get a half a pack. Bitch, her girlfriend throw it in her head.
Half a bundle.
Miss Amika, don't cry. Set them little ugly ass poodles up, Kelly.
Ooh.
Ah, come over here.
Game for RJ, Kelly.
Right.
She came for Kelly kids.
Mama Jones. We not gonna play with my children, baby. We don't play with my children.
Girl,
is that all, Mama Jones?
No, I want to come for Miss Shamika because she just fried my hair.
Yeah.
Don't fry it, girl, before I get my girlfriend Katie Redd to beat that ass.
I can't hear you before you get Katie Redd to beat my ass.
Baby.
Yep, Katie Redd and them big ass.
I would never fight Katie Redd. Me and you both know that's still a man.
I know you won't. She left for Jimmy, so
I won't dare test those hands.
I
won't dare fight Katie Redd. That is a man. That is a nigga.
Kelly, is Ballroom Throwback at your house, girl? Hello, Kelly.
I don't think Kelly's saying shit to you.
Is Ballroom Throwback at your house?
No, he's not. Jimmy's over here.
Hello?
Jimmy's over here.
Hello?
Son's over
Jimmy,
here.
Your son.
Oh, he's over there?
Yeah.
Girl, he don't like men.
Baby, yes, he do. That ain't what his needs are saying.
Well, let me call Christy. Wait, hold on.
What you could call that ratchet hoe, say? What you could call that bitch for?
Minus the mole, Kristy is over. I love her. I think she's beautiful. And her hair, that thick head of hair, I love how she looks.
Somebody just inboxed me and said they want to give a Ratchet Award out to Caesar's Anne Awards.
Oh, my goodness.
Who is this lady with the big cheeks who Sandra Icon Jones put up most Ratchet Award run-up for not being tucked when she votes? Who is this lady with the pursed lips and stuff? Y'all don't see her in the room? Who is this lady?
Okay, well, Mama Jones, we're going to put you back on mute, baby. Raise your hand if you want to talk again.
Well, don't raise your hand at all.
Baby,
and the Ratchet Award goes to whoever fucked up Simone Barbie's results at the clinic.
No, that is Ratchet. That is Ratchet.
Simone Barbie.
I love him down, but Ratchet Award go to Truman Revlon putting all that money out there like he rich and famous.
Baby, I'm gagging at you girls, Miss J, girl. Y'all is posting pictures down in this group, Miss Sadie's Ratchet.
Yes!
Dang, girl!
You see your sister Nicola?
Girl, I see the pictures y'all put. This picture really looks cute of Miss Lola. No shade, Miss Thing, no tea, no shade. Miss Lola is really sitting in this picture.
That's who you talk about, the one who doesn't tuck when she votes?
Yeah.
Oh.
Lola really looks cute in this picture. It's no shade, Miss Day.
Chantra said most Ratchet Award goes to Kelly's best friend, Nicole Icon.
Oh. Yeah. When I watch Nicole smile, I think about Bernie Mac. When what's that, Benefit Society? I hate my gong to stay black. And Ratchet Award goes to Nicola Unabella for the $70 special.
They said most Ratchet Face Award goes to the Ebony Gang.
Why y'all gonna start J-Rock up?
How about them in the village? They was J-Rock, you are a ratchet hoe.
Oh, my God. Did y'all see the picture of Feminine Destruction?
Yes, Mr. Destruction.
You can't take. You can't take.
Look at her elbows. Look at her elbows. Look at her elbows.
Another Ratchet Award goes to Ashley Icon again for letting the girls catch her slipping with her rainbow tag. Ma'am, they zoomed the fuck in on those pictures, baby.
London said the most Ratchet Award goes to Miss Kiki Deluxe.
Yeah, that's Ratchet as fuck.
Yeah, she's Mother Ratchet.
Can I use this,
right?
She looked like she had a C-section.
Oh, the Ratchet Award goes to the little queen with no arms. Oh, my God, that wants to fight Janiyah.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to you, baby girl. I love you. Oh, I love you.
For all you hoes that always
she was ready to throw
about.
Them both.
For all you hoes that want to say something about Ebony, come tell us what Ratchet to our table. How about that?
What?
No, the girl who somebody said that it was the Ebony game pose is most Ratchet Face Award.
J-Rock gave a very sad to my seal, not my face, sad to my seal.
Oh, J-Rock, maybe you would have got through if you would have did the famous Ebony pose.
He
would have had to put a water balloon in your cheek.
I'm here with you. I only came here for that. You playing.
Wait, what?
Mind your business.
Hey, Naomi.
Hey.
Hey, my love.
Hey, Naomi, how are you?
Y'all nosy, bitch. Y'all all in my background?
Happy
yes.
Come on. I'm taking the baby with the honey. You can't abuse
my
baby. Naomi, anytime you need me to come to New York and get you some pastelitos, I promise I'll bring back your change. I love you.
I learned my lesson.
Kelly.
I love you.
See you later.
Kelly, I got an inbox from your sister saying your background is ratchet, Kelly.
Baby, don't worry about my motherfucking background, okay?
Kelly's recent profile pic was ratchet.
Somebody,
baby, my profile pic is not ratchet, honey.
That recent profile pic with Kai was ratchet.
Oh, girl, I couldn't take it down, Miss Thing. You know, I was home for 5 days, girl, and I couldn't take it down, honey. You know, I was over it.
Somebody said the Ratchet Award goes to any sim queen that paints the bottom of their shoes red.
I agree.
So, are we back to Selena or the author?
Somebody said, "What's ratchet is any femme queen that can't smile because their face is full of plastic."
What, Sandy D? Oh.
Somebody put in my inbox, they said, if you want to help Celine Khan out, please go to the New York Animal Precinct Protection Fund. What the hell is that?
Y'all girl.
Tell me
how to
learn how to fucking talk.
Wait, J-Rock, are you fucking Selena?
That's my big sister, and y'all can't fucking take her, just like y'all can't take the rest of the people y'all talking about. Y'all just can't fucking take. I've learned that. Y'all can't fucking take it. Y'all just some fucking overgrown orangutans. That's what the fuck y'all are.
Not the orangutans, baby, bitch. Where's Naima? She said she was going to tune in tonight, so is she being shady and off to the side?
You gotta knock at her door for her to come through.
Knock, Naima.
Well, that's what's ratchet, Naima's tuck.
Oh, shit.
That's knocking, bitch.
Oop, that's knocking.
Somebody just inboxed, y'all talking about Naima, somebody just inboxed and said, what's ratchet is when Naima made the Wookiee sound on Star Wars.
What's ratchet
y'all would
is
not.
Naima?
I don't see
what's
shit, I don't hear
is
shit.
Ratchet is Naima's block list. I know blackness is just ratchet.
Child, look, I learned from the best, so mine is just as ratchet, child.
Sure. Wait, this should get her on the line. What's ratchet is Naima's Thursday night show.
Oh, shit.
They
I
be
don't
drunk.
See shit, I don't hear
the
shit, callers, I ain't saying shit.
The callers be drunk.
Wait, so Dick, you and her still have your little feud and little beef?
No, we don't. We just have two different views, and I'm perfectly fine with that.
I'm just going to pull a J-Rock when y'all talk about Naima. Can't take.
You know, with Ratchet is the 6 feet 8.
Y'all can't fucking use that, because y'all can't fucking take, so you can't use that.
Honey, look, J-Rock, it's not trademark, bitch. Until I see the TM after it, then I won't use it, then I'll stop using it.
How hypocritical is that to talk about somebody getting used their fucking, that, it don't have
it's
to be
really
trademark.
Easy.
Well, I'm not repeating that.
Exactly. Silence when the Queen's music come on.
Somebody put in my inbox, what's ratchet is Jack's edges. Was Jack's permed edges and still trying to braid it?
I call those sour sideburns. Them shits are sour.
What's ratchet is when RJ was when RJ gets on the microphone.
Somebody said what's ratchet is Kelly's phone after 6 years.
Mm-mm.
Wait, what?
They didn't say not to say their name. Mama Couture said what's ratchet is Kelly's phone after 6 years.
Her phone?
Her phone.
I don't have high tech equipment like my sister. Okay? I don't have a headpiece, all of that stuff to do the show, honey. I tried to get one, honey, and when I had the one I had, they said it was still ratchet. So, baby, I don't like talking on the phone, honey, so I keep you girls on speaker. Okay? And I thank you. Okay? But what's not ratchet is that my sister, Carmen Carrera Mizrahi, is about to be the first transsexual top model. I mean, Victoria's Secret model. That's
what,
not
what,
right.
Work, Carmen, work. You've been tucking,
Kelly,
carefully.
Kelly, Jasmine said you should have gotten one by now. You can get away with all that BS.
Baby, well, I would have went out and got one, but I'm in a lot more trouble than I need to be in already, so I need to stay away from everything.
Is did anybody get anything else from Skittles? Did anybody find out any more information about that?
What about
her? She's ratchet.
You know, she locked. Did she get out? She's on bail. She's still locked up. What's going on with that?
No, she's doing her time.
Oh, she's sent it.
Well, if anybody's going to send money to Skittles, please make sure y'all find somebody legit to send the money to.
Don't send it to Kai.
Cause that's ratchet.
Jasmine said the cons got her out in 48 hours.
Ooh, yes. Go cons, go off.
So I mean I don't know if that's throwing shade or nothing, but I'm just saying, Jane.
Dick, November 30th, open to all realness, $1,500. Look up a celebrity.
Who you going to be, J-Rock?
Nobody.
Ooh, you could go as Denzel Washington in that movie where he was training that black boy. What is that damn movie?
Actually, y'all are going to gag when y'all see who I come as. I have never said I was going to do anything and didn't do it, and then the girl didn't gag or had something to say the next day, or they were shaded by it, but I still got my chance. I will get my chance
Dick,
this time,
did you,
too.
Did you just say Dick November 30th? Is that what you said?
Yeah, November 30th is $1,500. Over to all realness. With the look of a celebrity.
Where is this at?
The hoodie,
in Dallas.
Think, in Dallas. Who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are, Ball?
Wait a minute. That's right after Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, so eat your fucking meal and make your way down.
I'm going to be honest with you. I can't promise that because this is the first time my family will be together after something we just experienced, whatever, and I'm not sure how that's going to go.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Wait, so you coming out was the experience?
What happened?
I said
they you said, was you
out
coming out the experience that your family just went through?
Am I coming out the experience?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying my family just experienced. The people who need to know. My family just experienced something or whatever the case it is, and this is the first time we'll be together after that or whatever, after that's going on or whatever, and that's family time for me. Thanksgiving is family time. I'm not really thinking about no faggots on a holiday.
No, they said, was the experience that your family went through the fact that you came out the closet?
Oh, so.
Okay. So did y'all hear about Nene Leakes pressing charges against Kenya?
For what?
Why? I don't know. I'm about to read this article, and I'll let y'all know in 2.2 seconds.
What is this bitch name? The child who took TLC's money. Did she ever make her a statement?
You say who?
Did Miss Thing ever make her statement about what she really did to TLC?
Pebbles?
Yeah, Miss Pebbles.
Yeah, she did. She made a statement. She spoke out. I didn't get a chance to see it, but I know she spoke out.
I heard her daughter did too.
What the fuck that bitch say?
I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to hear, but I know she spoke out.
Justify shit.
They said on the season premiere of Real Housewives, on the season premiere of Real Housewives, Kenya accosted Nene Leakes at Cynthia Bailey's event, and Nene is thinking about pressing charges.
Oh wow, we got one more Ratchet Award. The Ratchet Award, this is Inbox. The Ratchet Award goes to Caesar for staying all his time a butch queen and never getting the pussy that he so honestly desired.
Wait, what?
The Ratchet Award goes to Caesar staying a butch queen and not getting the pussy that he so honestly desired.
Oh.
Oh, God.
And Kelly, how do you feel about that?
I have no comments.
Kelly, you got a question in my inbox. Would you like to take it?
Yes.
This person said, has Kelly received any good pussy since she's been home?
I haven't had sex with anybody in a long time.
And the lie detector says.
And y'all know my sister don't like me talking about my sexual orientation on this show. But I haven't. I'm lying. I haven't had sex with any females in a long time. But I did have sex since I've been home.
Word.
I'm trying to tolerate this show. But I'm not going to tolerate J-Rock's dick in everybody's mouth and Kelly fucking pussy.
Baby, I didn't say anything. I did not fuck pussy since I've been home.
I know you didn't say it, Dick Johnson.
Baby, but I had sex since I've been home.
There's certain things we just do. Jasmine's ears are just not prepared to hear.
Kelly, you got an inbox.
Go ahead.
This person says, so Kelly, I've admired you from afar for a while. Is there a certain type of guy that you look for? Oh, wow.
Dick Johnson, you read that too fast. Do you have any personal questions for her? Do you want to go private?
Check.
I'm doing this for too many years. I know when a true inbox is inbox, and I know when
I'm
a person really, is reading.
If you want to be sick, I could have been really, really messy and got probably muted and kicked off, but I have been reading through these same things.
Baby, listen, let me tell you something.
Mama Jones,
when it comes to the other girls, Dick Johnson, you could scan through the messages and pick and choose what you want to read. But when it comes to me, you can read whatever they send you about me, baby. And they already know, bitch. I don't have a problem. I don't bite my tongue.
Hello.
Hey,
oh,
Mama
shit. Wait, I'm live on the air.
Yeah, you bad girl.
Okay, so what's ratchet is Naima looking through the videos to get Instagrams for little-ass boys.
A thirsty ass. I did catch that. I really did catch that.
Ain't she so thirsty?
Yeah, Naima, where are you, honey? Why was you... Naima, where are you? I was going to ask about that. What the hell you... Why are you all up in Kelly's video and a guy's giving Kelly his Instagram account and name and you all up in it hitting him up before she get home?
not catch that.
Kelly, remember that boy that gave you, y'all saying that Naima is parched? Kelly done forgot about the boy. And Kelly was like, who, what, huh? And Naima's already saying, you know the boy that gave you the Instagram address? Huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah, him. Oh, Naima.
Am I still on?
She's with the boy right now.
She's there, Mama Jones.
Yes, yeah, she gave the description of the place. She gave the address, the location, what the boy was wearing. She's just thirsty.
Oh my God, I can't with y'all.
She with the little boy right now. That's why she can't get on. So.
He met her.
No,
yeah,
she ain't with him. He's home.
She deserves a ratchet award for that.
She's not with him. He's home in his bed. He has to get up for work in the morning.
Is that who you was having your private conversation with?
That's what he told you.
I was having a private conversation with multiple people, you know. I'm saying.
347-616, you're on the air. Right.
What's ratchet is these girls keep pressing one and not coming to say nothing.
Right.
But then they'd be the first ones to complain that the show is boring.
Somebody just said, what's ratchet? Tamika Joe has not been on and bashing Kelly like she was when Kelly was away.
Because they're not, bitch. They already fucking know, bitch. Okay? The girls had they field day when I was gone, bitch. But I'm back now, bitch. Please. Okay,
when
these girls don't
play. The mice will play.
These girls don't want to play with me, bitch. Everybody had their field day from Manise to motherfucking Khadija with her motherfucking fake teeth that she got in her mouth, Miss Thang, to all of these fake motherfucking profiles, Miss Thang, to even fake bitches that sat up here and smiled in my motherfucking face and kissed my ass and everything that sat up on this motherfucker showing me their fake profiles and everything. But now ain't a bitch got a motherfucking thing to say now, bitch, that I'm home. Bitch, I wish a bitch would.
There's a lot of fake bitches around here.
Really?
Another inbox. What's ratchet is Milan. West Reunion never came through.
But he stayed promoting that video.
Right. now he's supposedly on Vivo.
Let me go to Vivo. My lord, shout me out. I gave you your first view.
Oh, shit. Did anybody watch his video?
No.
I should have watched it before I deleted the five times he posted it in the room today. I should have watched it.
I'm not even gonna lie. Like at first, I supported him and Jay Blani, and then when I started listening to their music, I got disappointed.
But the key is he has his own. Side Vivo. Vivo is not, you know how Vivo signatures it and put the Vivo at the bottom.
So it's just like when he said that he was going to be on tour. When there was a list of 200-300 of people that was going to be on tour with him, that anybody could put their name on the list.
What's ratchet is J-Rock with this Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle shirt on. That shirt is ratchet, honey.
Yes, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle shirt.
That's one of my favorite little shirts. Well, shit. I told y'all I was ratchet ass bitch. Y'all didn't believe me, so bitch.
I go to Walmart and get my shirts. They only $7.50, bitch.
Well, I know that's right. Get out there.
Ain't nobody got time for that bullshit. I ain't gonna never show up to no motherfucking ball park. Ooh, look at this. Look at my Louis Vuitton. Look at my Gucci. Bitch, fuck that shit. How about I say, look at my rent. Look at my light bill. Look at my motherfucking phone bill. Look at my savings account. Hello.
Oh, hello.
What's ratchet is this motherfucking big ass beach whale in this motherfucking room.
Who? Kiki?
I ain't saying no names, bitch, honey. It's a killer whale in this room, Miss Thing. That's ratchet.
I'm over here in my pond, Kelly. You talking about me?
No.
You know,
I'm just playing.
Wait, the girl said they charge $20 each foot for Nicoa Expeditas.
I'm gagging at all of these motherfucking, all of this shit that y'all post in this room, honey. I'm just sitting here scrolling through this room right now, honey. I'm gagging. Y'all be posting Zal. Honey. I got to make a phone call at 2 o'clock, honey.
So you got appointment phone calls?
No. I got to wake somebody up at 2 o'clock for work.
Come on. Was that Chief earlier, Jasmine? I mean, Kelly.
Excuse me?
Was that the Chief earlier? You remember when you said he was asleep, got to get up for work? Was that the person you got to call at 2 o'clock to get up from work?
Baby, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hold on. Wait a motherfucking minute. So you're telling me that Chantra Jones is... You really want me to go off? See, I didn't even know you posted that in the room because I wasn't paying attention. But she wants me to really go off. But I'm glad you posted that picture in the room because at the end of the day, bitch, I look good. It doesn't matter what I put on. I make it look good. And I wore that out. I was out, and I said, I'm going to put on a fucking shirt and some pants, and every bitch was trying to talk to me, okay? Girls, boys, and all. Old people,
yeah.
Young people, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's a clean cut. You got the Steve Harvey.
Baby, look at those teeth. Look at that skin. Look at that. No makeup, no nothing. That's me. All me.
Chris.
And look at that. And before y'all say any fucking thing, look at that nose, bitch. It's mine. I still look good, bitch.
No, Chris said the ratchet war goes to Naima, claiming she don't like God, but pray that the date don't leave when she don't match the picture.
My pussy tastes like Pepsi Cola.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah, I got to get that song. I like that song.
Right.
Pepsi is too dark. I'm more like a Sprite kind of girl.
Because my pussy do taste like Pepsi Cola.
Ooh, girl, let me find out. Getting that burn in the back of my throat. I love
Pepsi. Pepsi is for the black girls like Kelly, Shamika, and Dick.
It's been a lot of
racial profile on this motherfucker tonight.
It's a lot of Rachel profiling.
My pussy tastes like Pepsi Cola.
Hey, callers, if we got 9 more minutes to call in before the show goes into record mode, 9 more minutes to call in.
Okay.
Yes.
And we're
in London, ginger ale is for the bland girls like you.
That was too late. It was too late.
Right. After
no,
2 minutes, you can't come.
I was on mute. I said it, but I didn't know my phone was on mute. I haven't done my hair.
Where's Jay
going
tonight?
My pussy tastes like Gatorade, bitch. It always quenches thirst.
Jason is being the light for the lighthouse overnight.
That made me think of a Chase song when you said the lighthouse. Oh.
It's a light from the lighthouse.
J-Rock.
But check this out. You know, somebody told me that me and Jason was like fortunate. I don't know what that means, but hey.
Wait, fortunate?
Something.
Really?
Yeah, because I guess we was at the top of a picture.
Hold on, porch monkeys, they mean, and I thought, shut up. Tell them to shut the fuck up, because porch niggas are usually black-ass motherfuckers. That's why they call them porch monkeys, because they sit on master's porch.
I think they were trying to say house slave. That's what they tried to mean. That's why I was like, this didn't
I still would have been qualified to be a house nigga, because I'm cute and I have nice hair. They want
me in the house
to be mammies and fuck me and make babies
for
me, so.
I work in the house all day. I serve you iced tea and your
chitlins.
And
who sing that song, My Pussy Tastes Like Pussy?
Did y'all see Queen? The life
scene Lana Del Rey.
After a while.
It's Lana Del Rey, Kelly.
Okay.
Why is
the
I'm the one that makes the shit pie, remember? I mean, I'm trying to help us out.
Right, bitch. You know, I've really gotten into, I don't know if y'all know who Lord is, but they do that song called Royals.
Oh, I love that song.
Yes.
She sang it live. She sang it live on VH1, like the video on VH1 in early in the morning. It sounds so good.
I always thought that was London singing the song.
That
was, she stole it from me. She stole my look. Bitch stole my look.
We got a question for the whole entire cast.
Okay.
Is anybody in a serious or meaningful relationship?
Not anymore.
No, not at the moment.
Well, I am.
Yes. Calvin.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The child don't see, they don't see my white man, but I love my white man. I don't give a fuck. Who says what about it? Hold on, we got a caller. Private caller, you on the air.
Hello.
Hi, private caller.
Hey, how are you? Kelly.
Hi.
Yes.
I'm not in the bed. I'm
what?
I'm fucking your sister.
Excuse me?
I'm not in the bed. I'm out fucking your sister. Fucking your sister.
Fuck her. I hope her pussy tastes like Pepsi Cola.
Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you, private caller. You're going back on mute.
And what's the name of that song? Who is Roger? Who the fuck is Roger Smith? They said I'm going off about nothing. I'm going to tell y'all one more time for those short retarded motherfuckers that sit at the back of the short retarded bus. If you go rewind every archive of this show, I want y'all to just do it. Take your time because I know it's going to take you a while. And look at every time I've ever went off, that's because somebody came for me, okay? So I just respond, and if you can't take what I say, then don't call my motherfucking name, you tired, slutty ass, floor sleeping, funky ass, faggot asses, bitches. So I mean, I'm just saying.
What is the name of this song, please, honey?
Royals. Royals.
We gotta be royals.
Yeah, now her video is on Vivo. Vivo, not
you can call me Queen Bee. That's my shit.
Who is she referring to when she say Queen Bee? Is she talking about Beyonce?
No, she was
trying to
throw
shade where shade is not. Y'all gonna stop coming for that motherfucker. I love Beyonce. Fuck y'all haters. Oh, y'all
she was talking about
how
me.
How is we hating if I just ask? Is she talking about Beyonce?
You're throwing shade where shade should not be thrown.
How is that throwing shade if you're asking what she's talking about, Queen
Bee?
She said,
okay, because, first of all, look at the genre of music that Royals is. Why would she even come for Beyonce when there's two totally different genres of music?
I thought she was
that
giving her
props. That has nothing to do with it, but I don't think she's coming for Beyonce, but different genres of music has nothing to do with it.
I got this feeling about Beyonce, and she don't know yet, but we best friends. And I
oh my God, you need therapy.
She won't ever know. She don't like the girl. You didn't know.
Well, when I went to her concert, bitch, and we met back in, was it 99, when she was with Destiny Child, bitch, she liked me. Y'all gonna stop, y'all not tonight. Where my motherfucking Four Loko at? Shit.
Oh, Sharon shit, see, that's what's going on.
You look at Big Johnson for being a proud prostitute. You're a prostitute, bitch. Show me Shalisha,
if you don't like what I'm drinking, boo-boo, send me a green dot so I can get me a bottle.
Oh.
Roger Smith said, J-Rock girl, the Ebony's don't know you. Joanne
That's
don't
fine.
Know your name.
Natasha
don't know your name.
You know what's so funny about that comment right there? It doesn't matter because everybody know my name, okay, bitch?
Girl.
I went all the way to
your name rang bells, J-Rock? Oh, yeah.
It rings bells, whether it's a negative way or a positive way.
Wow.
It doesn't matter. If you hear J-Rock, then you're going to say, who, J-Rock Ebony? If you don't know me, then, bitch, it wasn't meant for you to know me, so don't even try to get to know me. So,
you
what
don't
is it?
Know my name. What's feeling
like? It's just like them hoes going to get mad at me because I go to Washington, D.C., and Jack hands me the microphone to start commentating, and then the bitch going to get mad at me and say, why is he on the microphone? I don't know, bitch. Why are you not on the microphone? I don't know.
They
I didn't
they,
ask for this.
J-Rock. Right now. Let's go. Commentate
works for
commentator. Let's go.
I tell you what, you can't take. That's all I'm just saying.
Yeah,
that's all I'm keep saying.
Let's have a commentation battle, Kelly. You're in the you're gonna be one of the runner up.
Call
no,
because y'all got 1 minute to call in. I know it's a little too late now, but we're about to go into the court mode.
J-Rock, they say your name ring church bells.
It does. It actually does, and I'm glad that it does ring church bells because, you know, I'm doing something positive in my life. It rings church bells. People in church know who I am. I'm glad you noticed that. See, they always say facts, and they stupid.
No,
that one wasn't
Roger
Smith.
Can I get a shitty booty girl? Can I get a shitty booty girl? Can I get a shit booty booty girl? Let's go.
Can I get a shit shitty girl? Can I get a shitty girl?
Shit, shit.
Shitty
butt
bottom.
Yay!
You know what? I should start writing rhymes for these old fake ass bitches that are coming for me. Y'all might make me famous. Thank you.
London, we gonna go into the studio. We gonna record a track, girl.
Right. DJ Mike Q wanted me to do a track.
I would love your voice on the track, bitch. My fat ass will get on the floor, girl.
I'm gonna make it a
love
remix to
keeping that flavor
like
in their mouth.
J Rock.
Huh?
You know I love you down, boo boo. You know I love you down. I just wanted to let you know that I'm not hating on you and I'm not hating on the Ebony. I don't use the one Ebony, but the rest of them I have no problem.
Who's that one Ebony you don't use?
Do, 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 do. He can't take.
I can't take that. No, I'm not. Oh. I love y'all. Oh, I do like this Ninja Turtle shirt on you. It gives you like a boyish quality.
Oh my God! Somebody, and they still doing the Ratchet Awards. The Ratchet Award goes to Kai Mizrahi for looking like Feed the Children all grown up.
Oh,
girl, no, she didn't look like it. She looked like it. She played the part, and she's still giving it, bitch. She's still in food stamps, money, giving money to people for birthday parties and shit, sitting on bunk beds.
That
bitch like
is buying steaks for her daughter and her dyke, lover, everybody. You get a steak.
She can
make
shit.
She's all like, Oprah, you get a car, you get a steak. Everybody.
Bitch, how ratchet can you be to steal some fuck from somebody that's down and out? Well, how right? Like, you are below.
No,
bitch,
technically,
technically,
Kelly wasn't down and out. She just didn't do what she had to do with Kelly's thing.
Well, I'm just saying, well, right now, at the time, she was because, you know, Kelly didn't have no commissary or nothing because that bitch wants to steal money and shit, couldn't get out. I would beat that bitch ass. Kelly, you a good one because I would stop a mud hole in that bag.
For what? for what when you do wrong things to people like that and take money from people, whatever the case, anything that you've done comes back to you.
Let me tell you,
one thing, baby. Karma is a motherfucking bitch, and karma's going to come back, and karma's going to bite any bitch in that motherfucking ass that did wrong by somebody, baby. And trust and believe, what happened to me was just a little small motherfucking blimp in the fucking universe. When karma comes back, karma's going to bite her in her ass so motherfucking hard, bitch, that she's not going to be able to recover from it.
And you know what, Tali, that's right. And you know, I would tell you, when I first heard about you, ever, there's a totally different person on videos than you are in real life. So many people have talked to me and was like, Kelly's totally different, totally different. I see that now. Kudos, mama.
Oh, I'm not that person that's in the videos, baby. Baby.
That's why I want to know, when can I come to your house and get some of that macaroni cheese, fried chicken? I don't do chitlins, pork chop, all that stuff. But I just want some good home cooking, mama.
I don't know when you coming to New York.
I will make a special trip, bitch. I will be so fast up that bitch, I will be knocking on your door tomorrow morning.
Oh, well, baby, I don't know about tomorrow morning, honey. That's a Sunday dinner.
Okay,
Somebody said, is karma a butch queen that didn't wear rubber with Kai?
Oh, God.
Hold on, pause. Dick, I know you just didn't pay what Sharon Stone said in the room. The Ratchet Award goes to Dick Johnson for being a proud prostitute. Sharon Stone.
Mm-hmm. I read it.
I just want to say the Ratchet Award goes to me for these hair colors I got in my head. I tried something new and now I look like Bobo the fucking clown. I'm mad at myself. I'm hot.
Chantra Jones, I think she just really likes me because she started off the show saying, why are you so quiet? Why aren't you saying anything? And then she says, oh, he needs to be quiet for 10 minutes. Well, I was quiet for 30 motherfucking minutes to an hour, bitch, and then you started calling my name. Bitch, what do you want? Do you want me to be quiet? Do you want me to talk? You sound like you want to be my motherfucking woman.
Ooh.
Bitch, I don't want you.
Ooh.
I don't want you just like that motherfucking butch queen didn't want you. I don't want you.
Oh. Well, you had to do it. You had to, you know, show your New Orleans side of you. Bitch got beef. Well, it can't be much because I walk into the club like I can't be touched.
See.
Oh, Shamika. Happy birthday I'm coming over for a stripper gram. All I'm going to have is my king-size blanket wrapped around me. I want you to open the door, and I'm going to start singing.
Oh, no,
I'm
going
to let you in, bitch. I just want you to know I don't have no grams over here.
I don't want no grams. As long as you have some alcohol, you 21 now, bitch. Matter of fact, I'll bring you a bottle.
Happy birthday, Shamika.
Thank you, Jasmine.
Shamika, you said you ain't got no grams over there.
No, I don't have no grams, baby. I don't do that.
I stopped doing that shit. My heart started palpitating.
Fuck around with the fuck around. You get fucked around. No.
So what you doing for
Shamika,
your birthday,
what are you
Shamika?
Doing for your birthday?
I went to bingo last night. Well, you know, yesterday. I went to bingo, but today I'm going to the casino and out to eat and stuff like that.
You're not going to get you no second line in. You ain't going to get you no dancing for your birthday.
No, I'm waiting to buy you Classic Weekend. I'm getting a section in Jack's, the club on Decatur.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm going to pay for my flight and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, get your motherfucking life. It's 21 years,
oh,
baby.
I will.
Have fun. Live it up. I mean,
I
my 21st birthday, I was shit-faced on the floor somewhere.
See, that's what my friends say. I don't want. I'm not a drinker though, so I can't really see myself getting fucked.
You know, Shamika, I'm not a drinker. I'm not a drinker either.
I don't like Ciroc. None of it. It's too strong for me. Now give me something sweet, like that tastes like candy, maybe like Verdi. I like that, and that's so ghetto and cheap.
You ever had a dirty banana?
No, I hate banana.
Baby, we don't do dirty Sanchez.
J-Rock, was anybody talking to you?
No, but let me tell you something, Shamika. I don't drink either, and on my 21st birthday, I was in the country of Panama, and I got my life sober. You don't have to drink.
Oh, that's what's up.
A bunch of girls all around me saying, you have a pretty mouth.
Yeah, you do have nice teeth. I've been wanting to tell you that you have nice teeth. I don't know if you have braces or what, because you know I have braces. And I love them.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get my color straight.
That is all natural. All my mom's kids have straight teeth.
That's a big part of appearance is your teeth. I don't see why a lot of people don't take care of their teeth like a lot of people. As much candy as I eat, I still don't have cavities. Haven't ever.
Speaking of that, thank you for saying that. I have always wanted to say that. You bitches in the ballroom kill me with this ratchet ass. That's what's ratchet, y'all.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They talk about
the bags they can buy and the houses they have with their fucking teeth that look, you know, like fucking, I don't know.
Like, have y'all seen that? Am I the only one that see that? Like, how do you have so much butter on your teeth? Like, I don't get that.
Like a bag of Jiffy Pop.
It becomes harder and it just sits there and then it will harden.
I be wanting to take floss to the ball and just pull people's head back and floss their teeth and just get that shit out of there. It's nasty.
The bitch like they put in Country Crocker in their mouth.
And bitch, not that the girl, not, and y'all may not believe this, but the girls put white out on their teeth.
Ew.
White out.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot find this fucking song on YouTube. Somebody needs to inbox it to me.
What song? Oh my god, you
can't
find it. Just put in her name, Lorde, and Royce should pop up. That's what I just did on YouTube, and her Vivo showed up.
Well, I cannot find it, honey. Can you send it to me, please? Somebody,
oh,
please.
What's wrong with you, YouTube?
Mother,
Kelly, what song are you talking about?
L-O-R-D-E. If you put in L-O-R-D-E in YouTube, that pops up. That's the number one song under that.
Kelly.
Yes.
What song are you talking about?
Baby, I picked the song that they talk about. I picked that song in there, but it's that verse is not in the song. I don't listen to the song so many times over here, and it's not the same. It's not the song.
What song are you talking about? The pussy song or the royal song?
Baby, I'm talking about the pussy song.
She's talking about the pussy song.
My pussy tastes like Pepsi Cola?
Yes.
Oh my god,
take me here and I don't listen to this fucking other song, honey. I don't download this song too.
Kelly, it's by Lana Del Rey. It's called Pepsi Cola.
Oh baby. Oh my
but
god.
Is that the Vogue version though?
No, it's the regular version.
See, the Vogue
version
tastes better.
The Vogue version is, you know, got Kevin on it, but the real version is by Lana.
Did y'all get into the new lady who they have as Olivia Pope's mom? I just thought that was posted in the room. It's the lady who got smacked.
Remember the
one that on
Tina
Turner's
corner? She's the crackhead from the corner.
Yeah, remember she was on the
corner. Okay, One at a time, y'all. Kelly, I inboxed you.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you.
Did you give her the Vogue beat? Because I know who got the Vogue beat.
The Vogue
Devin
beat
can get,
is...
I don't want no fucking Vogue beat. I don't listen to that faggot shit in my house.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Okay, whatever.
Bitch, I don't listen to motherfucking... Baby, the only beat that's here on my motherfucking computer, baby, is my motherfucking beat that my Kelly beat, Miss Thing, and the commentator's battle is the only beats that I have on my motherfucking computer. I don't listen to faggot tree in my home.
I know Kelly's intro word by word. Oh, my God. I love
Kelly,
that.
Kelly, I meant to tell you that. I listened to a beat that Kevin did for you called Boom Boom in the Room.
It's boom, boom. It's, yeah, I know. Yeah. That was my grandson gave me those lyrics, and I passed them on to Kevin, and he made that chant up.
I love that, bitch. I was in my house going off last Friday.
Yes, honey. Oh, yes, I can't wait. I'm going to blast this song tomorrow when I get up and I'm getting dressed, honey. Baby, and I'm getting dressed tomorrow to go see my attorney, honey. I'm going to be blasting this Pepsi Cola. This is going to be my shit, honey.
Kelly, send me a friend request. I think I got sent you a friend request like 3,852 years ago.
Oh yeah, you probably sent me a friend's request, and if I don't know who you are, and you didn't send me a message. You're in the denied box with all the upper 723 friends requests I had when I came home from jail.
Okay, I got you.
So you gotta if you're on the computer right now, and you take and you you cancel it out and send it to me right now, I accept you because I only have room for like 13 more people.
Okay.
And I can accept it right now.
All right, I'm about to do it right now. But for some reason, I can't even tag, like, I can tag everybody. And I know you haven't blocked me because I see your post, but I can't tag you or look you up on my real profile, but on my fake profile, I can.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, yes, I can't wait to pump this, bitch. The neighbor's about to gag, honey, once I get off this show, bitch.
You know what? I'm glad you brought up the accepting friend requests. I have an announcement to make. Y'all little fake profiles this past weekend drove me insane being so demanding on being put into the official Ballroom Radio Chat group. If you are not on my friends list, I can't add you to the group. So, and I'm not adding you on my friends list because you're a fake profile pretty much, and my friends list is maxed out. So if you guys want to get into that group, you need to have one of your other fake profiles or your real profile request you to be in that group, and then at that point you can be added. But for all you girls that is hitting me up saying, add me to the group, can you add me to the group, add me to the group when you got time, I can't add you if you ain't a friend of mine. And y'all need to stop being so fucking demanding, like the world is going to end. Because half of you people with fake profiles, you're on your third or fourth one already, so you really ain't missing nothing. So damn, y'all need to get it together.
Damn, I don't even remember the last time I was on one of my fake profiles. The girls
like,
are...
You know, honestly, the fake profiles are starting to get a little boring. And all honestly, y'all really are starting to, like, it's starting to get a little boring. We need a new gimmick.
I'm really yelling at you girls. I'm going to tell y'all girls something, bitch. If you want a little light little respect, Miss Thang, and the girls to know who you are, Miss Thang, bitch, it's time for you bitches to come up out of these fake profiles and, you know, come up underneath your real names, honey.
Right, that's why I don't use my
They'll
fake
never
profile
do
anymore.
All right,
yeah.
They
would never do that. They're scary bitches.
Next week, I will be the first one.
London, but we don't even look at you as a fake profile. We're talking about these girls that... Like London Bridge, that's your character. We talking about these people that Joan Rivers and Betty Davis and you know the Wizard of
Icon,
all these
Penny,
people,
Chantra Jones,
these people who take on other roles. You know, they take on other roles of people that are already created. You know, London Bridge is a unique name. That's not no person out there, nothing like that, but. I don't know, it's just, but, you know, I can't even throw shade at Icon Penny or Brooklyn Mona and stuff because those are actual characters. I'm talking about the fake profiles that go get these names. You know, that's the ones that really be gagging me. Like, you go copy a person's picture and then you're on there. You know, Joan Crawford, Betty Davis, you know, Raggedy Ann, all these people, these are the ones that's, like, kind of gagging me. And then you're also starting to be a little demanding. With it.
Right.
Boom, boom. And there's a lot of shade up in the room. Boom, boom.
And then they want to start, you know, tell me, well, I'm an avid listener. Well, maybe I should listen. Maybe I should stop listening to the show since you're not adding me to the room. And then.
Bitch, stop listening to the motherfucking show. Bitch, you think we give a fuck if you stop listening to the fucking show? The fuck?
Exactly. Exactly. And then no shade towards you other girls, i.e. no shade Calvin. But then y'all start saying, oh, so-and-so's knocking at the door, Jasmine. If you got some time, let them in. Don't let them come. I know they're knocking. We know when they're knocking. Sometimes we like to let them knock. They're like Jehovah's Witnesses. We go to the peak home and they, oh, child, they can stay there. That's exactly how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. Like I said, I didn't even know. She hit me up in my room talking about, can you ask Jasmine? I said, well, she hasn't added you yet. There must be a reason. She was like, well, I never was in there. I said, well, have you ever had somebody add you to the room? And she was like, no. I said, well, child, let me add you. Shit.
Keep a knocking, but you can't come in.
I'll be the first to admit who I am. I'm Oprah Winfrey in the room.
Oh,
my God.
Well, that was old. I mean, you barely come out.
That's ratchet. Why would you pick a name like, why would you pick Oprah Winfrey?
Because she's big.
Well, I don't know that. I was Angelica Pickles. So.
Okay, now who's Angelica Pickles?
Calvin, I was.
No, but I mean, who is Angelica Pickles?
Oh, you never seen the Rugrats?
Oh.
No, I didn't watch it. Yeah, y'all be killing me with that. But going back to what Shamika said, Candy Alexander is going to be Olivia Pope's mom. How do y'all feel about that? Y'all think she's going to turn it?
I mean, she's a good actress.
Not really.
Kelly, with her sound effects, get off of, mute your phone.
Sound effects, baby. I'm putting up my... Oh, wait, hold on. Somebody just hit me up on Kick. Be right back.
How do y'all feel about Candy Alexander being Olivia Pope's mom? Y'all think she's going to turn it? What do y'all think?
Even though they're saying
that she's only going to be in flashback episodes, I'm hoping that she really ain't dead. And talking about that, even though we do talk about it tomorrow, how do y'all feel about the president being the one who shot down her plane, since we don't really have nothing else to talk
about?
That's deep.
We kind of knew that it was going to happen because, I mean, I kind of knew it was going to happen anyway because, I mean, look how everything else has turned out, how everybody knows everybody some type of way. So.
That's going to be really deep. I'm hoping that she's not dead, number one, and I'm hoping that there's more to the story than that because that's something that would be very, very hard to live with. Like,
you know,
could
you
just imagine somebody you in love with and you found out? I mean, in all honesty, it's going to be hard for a lot of people to relate to it because maybe a lot of you people still have your parents, but, you know, like, I lost my mom. So if I knew that somebody I was in love with for so long what played a part in the death of my mother, it would really fuck me up.
But you know what, though, Jasmine, right. because of the way Shonda writes these stories, I wouldn't be fucking surprised if Olivia Pope's mom is more important than we even fucking know, and she is not dead.
I would hope, I'm really hoping that they're pulling a stunt like they did with Victoria from Revenge, and she's out hiding because she couldn't stand her husband or something like that. Like, they all thought she was really on that plane, but, you know, she really wasn't, and she, you know, just is in hiding somewhere because, you know, she was threatened by her husband or felt, you know, something like that. So that's what I'm really hoping because... For number one, I like Candy Alexander. And number two, I think we just need another strong female besides Olivia Pope and Millie on Scanner. I would love to see somebody else come up in there. I'm tired of
all
these.
But do you think she can be that strong, shady character like Olivia?
I don't think she'll be that strong, shady character, but I don't know. You never know because she got that strong, shady father. Maybe she does have that strong, shady mother because somebody has to be the one that's going to, you know, bring the father down. You know, somebody has to be the one that's going to knock him off his motherfucking feet. And who else to do it but the ex-wife
or
something
or,
like that?
Or Keith Sweat, knock me off my feet.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, do you think that she's, with her age, how she's kind of young, do you think she's able to play an older version of her mother?
Who, Candy Alexander?
Yeah.
Well, she's 54 years old, so she's not really that old. I mean, that young.
Well, I mean, if she's 50, well, okay, I guess she wouldn't be playing 54 as the earlier clip. Okay. Oh, well, that's maybe why they picked her, because she's older and she can come back as the old her with wrinkles and stuff. No shade. Just saying.
Well, no, I mean, but strong black women nowadays, like, even, I wouldn't think there would be the older woman with wrinkles or anything like that. I think she can still hold it off. You know, a lot of strong black women, a lot of black women, they don't really show signs of age. Like, look at Angela Bassett.
Well, I wouldn't say wrinkles per se, more like crow's feet, like signs of aging.
Mm-hmm. I think being 54 years old and looking the way she is, she actually can play the part, because Olivia, if we were to really look at Olivia Pope, how old is she in the show itself? How old would you think she really is on the show?
Olivia?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I would say Olivia's about,
she's not in
on
her,
the show.
I know.
I would say about
in
33.
Her 30s.
Yeah, 33, 34.
Yeah, so if Candy Alexander, who is actually really 54, can actually play the part and look the way she does, I don't think it would be And now if they brought somebody like Cicely Tyson, or people like that. Yeah, that's like grandma-ish and stuff. But I think she'll play a good role.
I'm gagging at American Horror Story too, though.
Yeah, we got American Horror Story tomorrow.
I can't wait. And well, I know y'all don't watch it, but Witches of East End, that's another good show I've been into.
I watched that. I actually have to catch up with it. Did anybody go see J-Rock? You still there?
Hello, here.
So now we can talk about it. Did anybody else, because I know you went to see it, bitch. Did anybody else go see Bad Grandpa?
Yes, I did. That shit is fucking hilarious.
No,
not
but I
yet.
downloaded it.
I told y'all last week to go see that. Bitch, did y'all see it?
Yes, I did. I downloaded it today.
Jasmine, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm one of those people, it's hard for me to, like, really key at movies because movies are not that funny to me no more. But Bad Grandpa,
mm-hmm.
I guess I was expecting a Jackass-type thing, and then I'm telling you from the beginning all the way to the end, when I tell you me, my pops, all of us was in there, the whole movie, I was putting my hat over my face because I couldn't look at some of it. That was a key.
I liked the little boy did the pageant at the end. That shit was fucking hilarious.
Didn't he turn it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, when people start dressing up as older characters, I think it's fucking hilarious. Like, I love it when people think that they're old, and then, like, all of a sudden they scooter or crash into the street or something, and people are, like, mortified, like, oh, my God, help him. And it's just, like, a joke. I think that's hilarious.
Did you see it yet, Calvin?
I actually just I illegally got it today. I'm going to watch it tomorrow.
Shame on you. But, yeah, definitely. You should definitely watch it. Oh, my God, that movie, again, I say it like I just didn't think I was going to like it at all. But, oh, my God. And that ending was so classic.
But you know what, though, Jasmine? I think another thing that made that movie so funny is because it was like something that you were not expecting. Like when they told him, you need to go walk the red carpet. Go walk the red carpet and show us your stuff. I thought he was just going to be like all wrinkly and stuff. Baby, when them nuts fell out of his face.
Stop telling that.
You need to hang up the phone, Calvin. You need to hang up the phone and put your phone down. The Kiki was, bitch, when they was in that motherfucking grocery store, bitch, and he was, they was just making sandwiches and everything walking through the store. I was laughing at that shit. So,
I can't wait.
So
I'm watching
hard. And that lady was like, no, you're not going nowhere. I'm calling the police. I'm calling the police now. And they would not let him go. It was just so many fucking parts. When that old man called Miss Thing Cinnamon at the door, called her a stripper, I fell out at that. Oh, my God. The strip club was funny.
Talk about the funeral.
The funeral was a key. When they started singing.
The funeral was the key to just the expressions. Yeah, the funeral was the key. Bitch, when that motherfucker got caught up in that bed, that girl, that lady pressed the button and she just thought he was going to die. And the bed kept closing, opening and closing. That was funny. The pageant at the end. Cause the shade with the pageant, though, is, I'm sorry, but the little boy looked more cunt than anybody else in the pageant.
I wanted to see them. I wanted to see them actually score the little boy. I wanted to see them score him. That's what I wanted to see.
He turned it for evening gown, bitch. He was turning it for evening for the gown part.
Yeah, he turned it for talent. Mm-hmm. Talent. He turned it the fuck off for talent.
They had that little boy in drag, and he looked more cunt than anybody else in the pageant. It was so funny, and when the grandpa threw the water on him and the wig fell off, that was it.
I haven't even seen it, and y'all are making me laugh. Like, it's ridiculous.
I'm sorry, y'all gotta watch it. Calvin, everybody's gonna hit Calvin up and ask Calvin how to get the video. Watch. And, bitch, I'm gonna tell y'all, we're gonna talk about it again tomorrow.
But, Jasmine, did you see the judges' faces? And for the lady,
oh my God!
This is Smashed on Tuesdays, and this is a topic that we hit on. Y'all hit on Monday, and we hit on it today or whatever. And I'm looking through my news feed, and something just popped up or whatever of Martez. Y'all know he's banned till March the 1st, I believe it is. And he quoted on his news. I mean, he said on his news feed. He said, I kept my word and gagged them all. Faggots, overall father, and down to the members. I'm a force to be fucked with, and trust me, that was a warning. So the next time we cross paths, it will be tragic. Side note, I got your whole house. Teach you what I mean when I say I don't use. If you don't let me, faggot, try the rest, I will teach you. So to prevent that, I got that bitch. Who did he get?
Okay.
I don't know. We have a Atlanta caller. 404-441, you're on the air. Who is falling out?
Is she dying?
Who is that? 404-441. No, she's still there. 404-441.
Somebody was asking for me?
No,
404-441. All right, child. I don't know who you are, Miss Thing, but you was dying. No, Kelly, nobody was asking for you. What happened on Kick?
My pussy tastes like Pepsi Cola.
Shelly.
Yes.
You don't remember when the girl, when Pound Cake called in and she kept telling you, my pussy tastes like, she kept saying, my pussy.
I'll be paying people mind half of the time when they be talking to me.
That's what she was singing when she said your pussy tastes like chitterlings and hers tastes like lobster.
Baby, I'll be paying them.
I'm sorry. If somebody pussy tastes like lobster, then you get that checked out ASAP. That's some fishy.
But yeah, everybody, if y'all can, please go see Bad Grandpa again. It's so funny.
Wait, Jasmine,
I will go see it tomorrow in my living room.
Jasmine, remember when he went up to the soda machine?
Yes, man. Yes. I was like, that was, okay, now that was in the very beginning. That's when I was trying to be all negative and, about the show and be like, child, what is this going to be? Like, stupid shit like that? Like, but I was still keying at it. I was more keying at the people that was laughing at him,
and
laughing at
him,
and they wouldn't help him.
Nobody would help him.
What about the big penguin that fell over?
When he ran over that penguin, that thing.
Yeah.
But J-Rock, did you catch the man was really going to try to fuck him up?
Yes, he did. He was like, I'm young. And he was like, you see how I'm not picking it up? Not picking it up.
Yeah, he was like, you're going to pick it up. And, like, he kept looking around like he was really going to bully that old man. And so he didn't know he was being recorded. He didn't know it really wasn't an old man. And he was, like, really coming out of character like, I'm young. I'll fuck you up. You're going to pick it up. Like, ew. I know they really got him at the end, though.
Right. The old lady that said, you're starting to piss me off.
That was in the trailers. He was like, you look really good when you're mad.
Yes, sure. You're starting to piss me off.
I can't wait to see this movie. Thank y'all for getting me so up. Because as soon as I wake up tomorrow, I'm washing my ass.
Oh, Jasmine. But, Jasmine, you know what really took the cake, though? When they was in that restaurant and they had the fart.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, my God. When he stood up and he farted and he shat on the wall. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they told that man, they was like, what happened? And he said, he shit on the wall. And that man looked at that wall. And that expression on his face was like, that can't be what I think it is.
Oh, no, you know what's a kid when they was going into the hotel and they was bringing the body into the hotel and that man was standing there just looking at them. He was
that
just, like, really gagging it.
Jasmine, that man was a crackhead. I sat there, and we was in there, because, you know, it was a bunch of people from, we was all, it was like, it was me and my house brothers and my father, Larry. Me and Pop was saying, that is a crackhead, and I wouldn't be, he knocking on that door, but that joke, that man was a crackhead. I'm sorry. He was scratching and fidgeting.
Did y'all see Spit on My Grave Part 2?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God, that movie is it's crazy. That's a must see too. Spit on My Grave Part 2.
Oh no, I haven't seen that one.
So hold on, was the body in the casket really dead?
Mm-mm.
No, that was the fake grandma. Oh, but that was a gag when they went outside. And he took the microphone out the window.
I'm gonna call it a night, you guys. I have to go get my legs waxed in the morning.
Night, London.
Good night,
London. Good night, London. Good night, my loves. Happy birthday, Shamika.
Thank you.
That movie had me laughing so much. So, like, the next day, I felt so good. Like, I have not laughed like that, like, I don't know, like, in a long... I didn't have to be a kid to laugh like that. I take my hat off.
I
didn't
like the way I walk.
I hated him.
Because I walk with Avengers. Sorry.
Before that movie, I hated Johnny Knoxville, but I have to give it to him.
Jasmine, I as well have previous engagements for tonight or whatever, and I need to be getting dressed as I'm speaking, and I'm a little bit late. I'm going to have to call it a night as well.
Good night,
Dave.
We probably need to all wrap it up, honey, because I'm getting tired of sitting here. But thank you, Dick, for saying good night.
Okay, good night, everyone.
Good night,
oh, well,
Dick.
Good night, Dick.
I didn't get a chance to. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Shamika, go ahead, Dick. I'm sorry.
No, I just happy birthday. That was it. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Good night. What'd you say, Calvin?
I didn't get a chance to apologize to everybody, but I guess I'll do it tomorrow for hanging up all abruptly last week.
Yeah, do it tomorrow when you have a bigger audience, honey, because that was really shady.
Yeah.
y'all girls and y'all emotions with these radio shows. I'm telling y'all now, I don't have time for emotions. And I'm not just talking about you, Calvin.
I know. I just, that person y'all kept speaking of, you know, I didn't get to sleep till 4 o'clock that morning. I had to be back up at 8. I was terrified, for real. I'm a big bitch. I really was.
I'm a big bitch.
Yes, a big bitch. I was terrified. Lights on until I started getting drowsy. That's when I cut the light off and went straight to sleep. But since we all start saying good night anyway, good night, everybody. Good night, Jasmine. Good night, Shamika. Good night, Kelly. And once again, baby, happy birthday, Shamika, and live it like your last bitch. You only turned 21 once.
Thank you.
So you have a wonderful, fantabulous day, bitch.
I will. Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to y'all later. Good night, and I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Good
night, Calvin.
Good night, everybody. And I'll talk to y'all tomorrow when I get home. Most likely I have to record American Horror Story or something like that. I'm so depressed about that. But I'm sure you guys will update me. So good night, everyone. Yeah.
Just make sure you be that ruler, sipping on that peach wine cooler.
You're so silly.
Good night, everybody.
Enjoy your day, Jamika.
I will.
J-Rock.
Everybody have a good night. Make sure that you wrap it up and keep it safe. And, you know, I just want to tell all the fake profiles that I love them. And, you know, just keep doing what you're doing for me, because I would be nothing without you. All right.
Good night, J-Rock. Kelly, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Hold on 1 minute. I just want to say good night to everybody. I am the legendary Kelly Mizrahi. I love y'all for loving me. Remember, like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night to the State of Emergency Show with the CEO and founder of the House of Couture, Jasmine Couture. I love you all. Good night.
Good night, everybody, and thank you for tuning in. And we will be back tomorrow for another episode of The State of Emergency and a recap of American Horror Story. Have a good night. Bye-bye.